night. My name is Noah Adcock-Howarth. We're live on the Tax Slayer pregame show. Green Jackets, for the first time this season and the last time ever, hosting the Down East Wood Ducks here at SRP, single-A affiliate out of the Rangers organization, in their final season in Kinston before moving across state lines and up one division. The Wood Ducks will move to Spartanburg, South Carolina, become the Hub City Spartanburgers, and switch from the Single-A Carolina League to the High-A South Atlantic League. The Hickory Crawdads, also of the Rangers organization, will come down in their stead. Down East comes in at 49-45 on the year, a game below 500 in the second half, 14-15. And the Green Jackets at 9-19 in the second half, 36-57, trying to find their footing. They are currently on a season-long 8-game losing streak. Offense came alive late in the series against Myrtle Beach. Jackets 0-5 in Pelicans ballpark, but did find their stride. Noah Williams, a hot bat, 4-for-11, hit for the cycle across three ball games, including his first homer in a Green Jackets uniform. Also, John Heal, 5-for-17, a handful of trips on base and a lot of speed out of the two-hole. Augusta, not a ton of moves this week, although there was one up and one down in the infield. Lake Air Figueroa heads back down to the Florida Complex League, and Wilmer De La Cruz will jump his way up from the FCL, who was signed back in June after a handful of seasons in the Rays organization. De La Cruz adds good speed and a switch-hitting option in the infield to go along with the switch-hitting Williams in the outfield. On the other side, however, for Down East, a handful of moves on both the pitching and position player sides. We'll take a look at that very quickly. Almost too many to list. Overall, JoJo Blackman was the first man to get a move. He was released a couple days prior. Arturo Diesla goes up, the first baseman from Down East to High A Hickory, and so does the right-handed pitcher Isaac Tiger. Now to fill those spots, Timus Ireland and Kyle Larson come from the Arizona Complex League on the mound, and three position players, all of whom are in the lineup tonight. Jose De Jesus, Pablo Guerrero, and Yeremy Cabrera all getting their chance after phenomenal seasons, each in their own right for the ACL Rangers. The Green Jackets will have a tough task against them, as Down East, especially on the mound, has been phenomenal this year. The Wood Ducks have pitched very well, ran the bases phenomenally, and tapped into the power when need be. A lot of the power has gone by the wayside and up to High A Hickory. But this is a ballpark that does not hold the long ball very well. Can play as a hitter's haven. The breeze is blowing out lightly to right tonight. But it's a humid evening. Some disconcerting clouds overhead. There's been some heat lightning behind center field already. But as of now, there's no cause for concern in terms of the start time for this ball game. Augusta will send Garrett Bauman to the mound. 5-3, a 3.72 ERA in his first full season of pro ball. Bauman was the opening day starter for the Green Jackets. 72 2/3. He leads the team in both appearances for a starter and innings pitched. An ERA just below 4, a 2.45 average against. He's allowed more solid contact as of late, but still been very strong and coming off an outing where he had a career-high 8 strikeouts in just 4 innings, but took a loss with 5 hits and 2 runs against Myrtle Beach. On the other side for the Wood Ducks, it's another impressive right-hander. They'll have plenty. Paul Bonzani, the 22-year-old righty out of Southern Illinois, gets the ball for the 17th time, his 11th start of the year. 3-1 with a 3.90 ERA across two levels. Bonzani has been effective. Strikeouts just about one per inning, but limits the hard contact very well. Both lefties and righties hitting below 230 against him overall, and just 225 in totality. Bonzani can work decently deep into ball games, has a lot of velocity on the fastball, an arm who was not fully tapped into across his collegiate seasons. 2 years at Weatherford Junior College in Texas and one season at SIU for the Salukis. So there is a lot still to like about Bonzani, last year's 12th round pick, and he'll go up against the Green Jacket squad that has been struggling offensively. We mentioned Heal and Williams as the hot hitters at the moment. Green Jackets have seen production from Will Verdung consistently, Luis Sanchez as well. Right now it's the trio at the top that Augusta is looking to get going. It's the SRP Park debut of each of the top three hitters in the order who were called up a week ago Friday. Luis Guanipa, John Hill, and Junior Garcia all provide very interesting looks, and much like the trio that were promoted today for the Wood Ducks, they had phenomenal numbers in the Complex League. Guanipa, the number 8 ranked prospect in the Braves organization, is the highest ranked in the top 30 on either team's respective list. Guanipa will play center primarily for the foreseeable future. He's cut into Isaiah Drake's play time out there. Drake a night off today. When you see him, you'll see him more in left than center for the foreseeable future. Guanipa, great speed, good bat speed as well. Doesn't have the numbers so far at the complex league, or excuse me, at the full season level that he would like to have, but he's been denied by some stellar defense. Had a home run robbed in Myrtle Beach, a couple diving plays for extra bases, some great work on the infield. John Heal has been the best of the three promoted. His numbers, he's hitting .296 with a couple RBIs and four steals in seven games. Heal is an everyday shortstop, looks the part with the glove, and gets out of the box phenomenally quickly. We've seen three or four infield singles from Heal already this summer, and he's been in the ballgame for just over a week. Junior Garcia is the only left-handed hitter out of that trio. Garcia can play both corner in outfield spots and will DH on occasion. He'll be in right tonight. 1-for-15 last week, got his first hit. That complex to single-A transition, not as easy as some top prospects make it look, especially offensively. Have to learn to adjust to more consistent secondary offerings on lefties and righties alike. But Garcia has a lot of power from the right side, and it'll be fun to see him tap into that potential. Skies continue to darken, but the Green Jackets just about ready to take the field. Winston Sawyer is back this week after Connor Justice served as the interim manager. Winston Sawyer was AWOL last week. Now back. That also sends Ben Revere back to the Complex League. It's a coaching transaction of sorts. Ben Revere was serving as the first base coach and base running coach, also working with the outfielders. It'll now be Connor Justice back at first and Winston Sawyer over at third in his first season as a manager. Down East led by Carlos Maldonado as the skipper with a pair of veteran coaches behind him and Thomas St. Clair on the pitching side and Brian Pozos as the hitting coach. Wood Ducks were not affected by the trade deadline today. That's been the big story all day. Everybody's been keeping an eye on what's been going on in both of these organizations, Atlanta and Texas, certainly in buy mode. So everybody thought that you might see something. There was at least a raised eyebrow when every time you got a notification on the phone. But Atlanta primarily holding pat, the trade for Jorge Soler and Luke Jackson, the only one of note. Tyler Matzik and Sabin Ceballos, who was a Green Jacket last year and was at High A Rome at the moment, have gone the other way out to San Francisco. Rangers made a couple different deals, acquiring catchers and Andrew Chafin from the Tigers. That was the big piece that they acquired. But nothing from the Wood Ducks went away. Both of these teams expect to see significant movement over the next week and a half as well. Both sides starting to sign all those draftees. And you get a feeling, but that by the time we get to the weekend, at least one of these rosters will have a couple of new faces. Green Jackets will be in their home white on white tonight with the all green caps and the green bug logo over top. And Down East in the black uniforms with the orange trim. Good white on black color matchup. There is still some sunlight setting behind the first baseline. Clouds are rolling this direction. But Bauman's ready to take the mound. Green Jackets are taking the field, going up against Paul Bonzani and the Wood Ducks, who need a win today to bring themselves back to .500. Green Jackets trying to work their way out of this skid on the opposite side of the All-Star break. We'll send ourselves down to the field level. Got the national anthem on deck, and then right back here into the booth here at SRP Park for First Pitch. Be with you all week long on the Green Jacket Baseball Network.
Fans, before the anthem tonight, we'd like to take a moment of silence in honor of a longtime season seat holder and Green Jacket supporter, Albert Thomas Jr., who passed away. He and his wife, Kay, were mainstays in Section 107, and Albert will be missed. Please join us in that moment of silence. Thank you. Now, ladies and gentlemen, please rise and kindly remove your caps for the performance of the national anthem. Performing tonight's anthem is Phil Reed.
Twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes perilous fight. For the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the
And with that rendition, we welcome you back into SRP Park. My name is Noah Adcock-Howeth. It's the first meeting of the season between the Augusta Green Jackets and Down East Wood Ducks. Opposite divisions, an interdivisional matchup here at SRP, the first of six this week. Wood Ducks at 49-45 overall, 14-15 in the second half, trying to hand the Green Jackets their season-high ninth consecutive defeat. Augusta trying to be the 12th and final team in the Carolina League to get to double-digit wins in the second half. Wood Ducks with a trio of newcomers into their lineup today, and it gets going right in the leadoff spot. Jose DeJesus in center, one of those three called up from the Arizona Complex League. Echedri Vargas, Baker Barroso, and Julian Brock, 2-3-4. Jeremy Cabrera and Pablo Guerrero each making their debuts as well in right and first, respectively. Esteban Mejia at third, Chandler Pollard at second, and Marcos Torres in left, rounding out the order against the 6'8 right-hander Garrett Bauman. 16th start of the year for Bauman, second after the All-Star break, 5-3 with a 3.72 ERA for the 19-year-old out of Oviedo, Florida. 57 Ks in 73 innings, so the K per 9 not as high as you might expect from the hulking figure he cuts, but Bauman very impressive command and struck out a career-high 8 over 4-plus innings last time out, allowing just 2 runs against Myrtle Beach. Wood Ducks have been defined by their speed. Some power has left the lineup for Down East, hitting 221 as a squad with 61 homers. That 61 total is third in the Carolina League, but players like Diesla and Figueroa have both been promoted in the last couple weeks, and that changes the dynamic of that roster. If you're looking for power, it'll come from Julian Brock, it'll come from Pablo Guerrero, and Echedri Vargas as well. So that's 2-4-6 in the order. Bauman does not allow the long ball much at all. Kept it in the ballpark more often than not. You hope that doesn't jinx him on a night where the wind is blowing out. And we're just about ready to get going. A few minutes after our intended start time at 7:09 here at SRP Park. It'll be Bauman against Jose DeJesus, the switch hitting center fielder. DeJesus' first game at the full season level. Switch hitter from the left side. Bauman starts off the night with a fastball upstairs, 95 on the stadium gun at 7:09 on the dot. DeJesus, 335 average in the Arizona Complex League, his first season in the ACL. Swats the fastball back into the net, 1-1. Bauman fastball, slider, and changeup. Primarily see the changeup against lefties and the breaking ball against right-handers. But he's begun to trust both of those secondaries against opposite-handed hitters time and time again. DeJesus, good speed from the left side. Swings out of his shoes on the fastball, 1-2. Bauman gets good life at the top of the zone with the four-seamer. Not a ton of movement to the arm side, but locates it out of the center of the zone very well. Three straight fastballs, a ball and two strikes on DeJesus. Bauman kicks and deals and misses high and outside. Off the glove of catcher Jacob Godman. DeJesus, not a ton of walks in the Complex League, did have a lot of strikeouts out of the leadoff spot. When he gets on, however, he can be a threat to go almost immediately. 2-2 from Bauman. First off-speed of the day, breaking ball, strike three swinging. DeJesus down on strikes to start off the day for Garrett Bauman. Echedri Vargas will be the batter. Take a look at the Green Jacket defense. Cade Curran in left, Luis Guanipa in center, and Junior Garcia in right. Left to right on the infield, Cam McGee, John Heal, Luis Sanchez, and Wilver Dung. The ever-reliable catcher, Jacob Godman, behind the plate. Right-hander Ashedry Vargas is at the shortstop spot today. He drops down a bunt. McGee was deep at third base, and he'll just let that one roll, but it stays fair. Vargas leads the active roster in home runs. This time it's a bunt single. McGee had his heels on the outfield grass, and Vargas takes advantage. Ashedry's 18 of 24 stealing this year. Vargas has great speed numbers. So does DeJesus and Chandler Pollard as well. One on, one out for the DH, Baker Barroso. Catcher by trade, one of two backstops in this lineup. Wood Ducks looking to strike first in their initial meeting with Augusta this season. Line drive into left field, back-to-back base runners. Vargas and Barroso each route. A bunt and a laser, two on, one out.
Catcher,
the umpire is Dominic Romero. He's behind the plate. Liana Ricks in the field. Those two will swap. We had Romero once this season back in the first half, beginning of May in Myrtle Beach. Relatively consistent zone. Occasionally will give you a bit off the top. But keep things fair for both sides, and that's all you can really ask for. Cleanup hitter Julian Brock gets his first look. Brock takes a breaking ball outside. Eighth round pick last year out of Louisiana Lafayette, trying to get the Wood Ducks on the board first. Woody's a pair of knocks with the bunt single off the bat of Vargas, and then Barroso with a barrel on the first pitch he saw. 1-0 slider, golfed out of play. Vargas getting a sizable lead off of second. Luis Sanchez is in and out for himself, trying to keep him close. Barroso, not great speed on the back half, but not being held on by Verdung means he can get as far off as he desires. Long look for Bauman. Time pick back to second, not in time. Vargas in without a tag. Good communication from Carlos Maldonado, the manager, who's got third base coaching duties tonight. Yelled for Vargas to return to the bag before the throw even came. Infield playing to the pole side on Brock. 1-1 fastball at the knees gets the call from Dominic Romero. Bauman's been 94-95 consistently to start off. Was around the corners very early. Found the barrel against Barroso right down the center. Ahead with a ball and two strikes. One out in the first. Jackets looking for an early zero off of Bauman. Breaking ball swatted into right field. Garcia over will make the catch. First chance at SRP for Junior Garcia, and the young outfielder makes the play. Garcia is the oldest of the three players that was promoted after the All-Star break. It was Guanipa Heelan Garcia, junior at 19 years of age, is somehow the senior member of that trio. Both Guanipa and Heel, still just 18. It's a very young roster for Augusta. Another brush of heat lightning out behind center field. Continues to cut an ominous figure over top of the stadium. Batter is the lefty, Yeremy Cabrera. Much like DeJesus and Guerrero, this is his first chance at the Carolina League level. Big swing, nothing and one. Cabrera 301 with 9 homers and 39 RBIs at the complex league level. Those are very good power numbers for the shortened season. Lot of pop from the left side. Two on, two out. Another big swing and a miss. Cabrera's late on the fastball once more. An imposing burst of thunder cracks across the sky. Bauman looking for some lightning of his own. 0-2 on Cabrera, trying to strand a pair of men on. Fastball tipped into the mitt. Strike three. Bauman gets the strikeout to start and close the first inning. Leaves Vargas and Barrero on base. It'll be the righty Paul Banzani on the hill for the Wood Ducks, taking on Luis Guanipa and the Green Jackets when we get back to SRP Park.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun.
Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
It's a very new-look lineup compared to when the Green Jackets were last at home. Guanipa, Heel, and Garcia, the first three. Wilver Dung cleaning up. Cade Kern behind him. Sanchez, McGee, Godman, and Olsovsky round out the order for the home side. Luis Guanipa, the first man to see Paul Bonzani. Four-seam, two-seam slider and changeup. You'll only see that changeup against lefties. Bonzani's been very strong this year. 3-1, a 3.90 ERA. Does not walk many batters whatsoever. Guanipa 3-31 to start this season. 8 games played. Fastball misses inside at 94 to begin his day. Lot of hard contact against Myrtle Beach, but just one hit to show for it. Still just 18 and plenty of excitement around this kid. Half-hearted swing on the fastball, got fooled on the outer half, 1-1. Late start for Guanipa, that evens the count. Bonzani, a reliever primarily at SIU last season, has taken to starting very well. Guanipa late on the fastball once more, 1-2. Hasn't been able to pick it up so far out of the right hand of Bonzani. Heel and Garcia behind him, 1-2 out of the windup. Slider, strike three, swinging. Guanipa couldn't stop the bat. And Paul Bonzani makes quick work of Luis Guanipa. John Heel checks in the shortstop. 5-17 last week. Hitting .296 on the year. Video board shows David Rodriguez. That is not him. Bonzani from the windup misses outside with a fastball. Four seams had a tiny bit of cut so far from Bonzani, running away from right-handers. Also has a good two-seamer to get up under the hands. 1-0 to Heel. Around the inside corner. Finds the edge to even the count. Heel's got great speed if you can get him on. Already 4-for-4 stealing in just 7 games played. Bonzani settling in quickly. Slider out 2-1. We hope we have you with us on MILB TV, experiencing some technical difficulties in the app. 2-1 to Heel is around the outside corner, according to Dominic Romero, 2-2. Good frame behind the plate from Julian Brock. Bonzani looking for back-to-back strikeouts to start off his afternoon. Coming home to Heel, good stoppage of the bat on the slider. Check out with Liana Ricks, the field umpire. Confirmed by her over there, 3-2. Heel runs the count full. Lefty Junior Garcia is on deck. Lefties have hit Bonzani slightly better than righties, but very even, all things considered. Payoff pitch, Heels late on the fastball. Back-to-back strikeouts for Paul Bonzani. Wood Duck defense, Torres, De Jesus, and Cabrera around the outfield. Esteban Mejia at third. Echedri Vargas at short. Chandler Pollard at second base. And over at first is Pablo Guerrero. Behind the plate, Julian Brock. Julian Garcia got his first hit in a Green Jacket uniform on Saturday afternoon against Myrtle Beach. First pitch swinging on the ground to second. To the left goes Pollard, a sidearm throw, and a quick 1-2-3 inning for Paul Bonzani. Bonzani retires the side, and we are scoreless after one. Green Jackets seeing the bottom half of the order when we come back.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
No score after one. Green Jackets and Wood Ducks, the first of 12 meetings this season in the second half, six of which will be this week right here at SRP. Woody's put up two singles in the first inning, but could not bring either runner home. And it'll be Pablo Guerrero, the first baseman, leading off. Son of Vlad Sr., younger brother of Vlad Jr., has all the power that you would expect from that side of the family. Seven long balls, 38 RBIs in the complex. Listed as an outfielder, primarily in first base. Slider misses low and out. Another big bolt of lightning behind center once again. Continues to be far enough in the distance to have us pay no mind at the time. Bauman 1-0 popped up down the right field line. That'll quickly hook out of play. We know we have you on the Green Jacket Radio Network. We believe we have you on Bally Live, and we know at the moment we don't have you on MILB TV, and for that we apologize. Our production manager hoping to get that fixed as soon as possible. 1-1 to Guerrero, fastball on which Guerrero is late. Bauman gets down the mound very well, as you would expect from a 6'8 right-hander. Gets a little extra carry on that fastball and playing up against the young batch of starters so far. Ball and two strikes. Fastball chops softly up the middle. Luis Sanchez playing that direction. The second baseman will record out number one. Both leadoff hitters have been retired by Bauman so far. Esteban Mejia, the third baseman, checks in. There's two lefties and one switch hitter in the lineup for Down East. Six right-handers going against the righty Bauman, who has similar numbers against both sides of the plate. First pitch to Mejia. Fouled back, nothing and one. Righty's hitting 252. Lefty's 237 against Garrett Bauman. Lefties have improved. Righties have about stayed the same as the season has progressed. Thunder shakes the sky. 0-1 to Mejia. Breaking ball stays up. Bauman has not gone to the breaking ball very often so far. Has trusted the fastball and mixed the locations very well. 1-1 coming to Mejia. Slider on the outer half, strike two. Breeze starting to pick up a tad. Feels like we might be on the brink of something. Bauman looking to record as many outs as he can before we have to worry about such an occurrence. Ball and two strikes to Mejia. Slider roped out of play, and Mejia stays afloat. Chandler Pollard waits on deck. Very good speed in the on-deck circle with Pollard. Mejia hasn't been on the roster for too long and has had middling success so far. 214 on the summer, a couple long balls, and 12 driven in. Another 1-2. Fastball high. Good stoppage of the hands by Mejia. Esteban, 19 years of age, signed back in 2022. Was very solid last year in the Complex League. Earned a late promotion to Down East. Been here all season long. Fastball, swing and a miss, strike three. Third strikeout of the night for Garrett Bauman, up to a game-high velo of 96 for the righty. Back-to-back men set down to start off inning number two. Bauman wasting no time, picking right back up where he left off. After striking out eight a week ago, he's got three in his first five outs. You had a feeling that strikeout stuff would begin to develop. Esteban Mejia just struck out. It's Chandler Pollard taking 97 down the middle. Pollard 238 on the year. The average has improved steadily. High school draftee a summer ago. Fastball fouled back, nothing and two. Back-to-back 97s. Bauman only getting more powerful as the game goes along.
Let me hear you, fans. Biscuits!
With the wind and the storm, it is back. Bauman looking to go 1-2-3 through inning number two. Ahead, nothing and two on Chandler Pollard. Big righty coming home. Slider in the dirt. Bauman skidding off his windup just a little bit. Ended up falling to his glove side. He'll kick emphatically at the dirt around the rubber. Didn't like where he started or landed on that one. Pollard deep in the right-handed batter's box. 1-2 pitch. Slider just off the corner. A little bit too far out. Good pitch, better take, evens the count. Bauman had a decently quick first inning. Looking for a similar result here in the second. Pitch number 30 on the game. Chopped over to third base. McGee charging in, sets and throws a 1-2-3 second. Bonzani goes 1-2-3 in the bottom half. Bauman goes right back and does the same in the top. No score through 1.5.
Fans, with the 2024 season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present to deck yourself out in the newest Green Jacket styles, available only at the Hive Pro Shop. You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including theme night apparel such as Pimento Cheese, Pavo Salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. Head on down to the Hive Pro Shop located right next to the front gate or shop online anytime at www.hiveproshop.com.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Paul Bonzani took care of the Green Jackets in short order at the top in inning number one. Two strikeouts and a ground ball. Now in the meat of Augusta's order, Will Verdung leading off the bottom of the second. Verdung on base six times in 18 tries on the road. A solid week for him. Three hits and three walks. He's back at first, as he will often be 4 to 5 days out of the week. No true backup first baseman on the roster. Verdung was drafted as a middle infielder, but you wouldn't know it by the defensive showcase he's put on over there this year. Verdung takes the fastball outside 1-0. Bonzani was up to 97 in his first inning. Starts off the second at 96. Pair of mid-90s righties going toe-to-toe. 1-0 fastball also outside. Again, just a little bit of movement on that fastball. And has been primarily glove side against righties and lefties alike. Bonzani, 22 years of age, originally out of Grapevine, Texas. Goes with the slider for the first time and catches the letter, strike one. Bonzani had a pair of seasons at Weatherford College, a JUCO in his home state. Moved his way up to SIU and was very solid down the stretch. Fastball out, 3-1. Verdung leads the team in free passes drawn. Certainly a patient hitter who will not expand unless he absolutely has to. Looking to give the Green Jackets their first base runner of the day. Ahead 3-1 on Bonzani. Fastball up, ball four. Verdung's barrage of walks continue. That's number 51 in 76 games. Leadoff man on for Augusta. Verdung runs well, especially for a first baseman. 15 of 19 stealing this season. Jackets have not ran the bases as aggressively as they did before the All-Star break. See if that changes now that we're back home. Batter is Cade Kern, the left fielder. Bonzani out of the stretch for the first time. Misses high with a slider. 5 out of the 6 pitches in this inning have been either high or out. Took Bonzani just 11 pitches to get through the first three men he faced. Kern, 5 homers, 21 RBIs on the year. Verdun got a great jump. Fastball down the center. The throw is up the line, and it scoots into center. Verdun will stay put, but he's got a stolen base against Brock. Verdun's 16th of the season in 20 tries. That Green Jacket stolen base brought to you by Vector Security. And the Jackets have a man in scoring position. That was a dangerous spot for them. Did not hit well with runners at second or third in the losing streak against Myrtle Beach. But like many things offensively, got better as the week went on. Counts a ball and a strike on Kern. Slider roped right at the shortstop. Hard line drive picked by Vargas at the ankles for out number one. Kern, a good swing, but he goes down for out number one. It's Luis Sanchez's chance. Sanchez had a couple RBIs and a handful of free passes in the week against Myrtle. 3-for-11 with three walks. Corner outfielders are shallow. DeJesus out in center, the deepest of the three. Pollard moving in and out on Verdun out at second. First pitch slider on the inner third. It's good command by Banzani, especially given when he lifted his leg. The head was still pointed out at second. Keeping a stern eye on Verdun after he snagged a base already. Sanchez, the team leader in games played out at second tonight. 0-1 slider, slapped into left field, and that will fall for a base hit. Torres with a good deke. Verdun will go as far as third. First hit of the night for Augusta, and men at the corners for Cam McGee. Marcos Torres, a good bluff, had the glove up like he was going to be able to catch that. Vargas was going out as well, so Verdun wisely holding up. Breeze continues to whip out to right field, only picking up as the day goes along, and the lefty Cam McGee could play into the jet stream. 19 of the team's 33 long balls this year have come here at SRP Park, including 8 in the last 14 home games. McGee's first at-bat of the day. Banzani from the stretch gets the outside corner with the slider. Good backdoor breaking pitch. The Lightning has moved from left center to right center, but it's always been out towards the horizon. Had a few oohs and ahs from the crowd, but nothing directly overhead. Banzani the 0-1. Fastball driven into left field, and that'll fall in front of Torres for a base hit. McGee gets Augusta on the board, 1-0. It's Cam's 13th RBI of the season. Does a great job going with the fastball, running away from the body. First run of the day for the Green Jackets, presented by Aiken Housing Center. That'll send Brock out to the mound for a meeting with the righty. Three of the four batters in inning number two have reached, and the only out was a barreled up line drive right at Vargas. Catcher Jacob Godman will swing out of the eight hole as Dominic Romero goes to break up the two-man meeting. Sanchez over to second, McGee at first. Better speed at first than second, but good aggression at both bases. And Augusta strikes first for the first time in the last 10 games. That's been a key piece for the Green Jackets. When the Jackets score first, 26-12 this year. Get the offense going early, and the pitchers have been able to reward you more often than not. Jackets looking for a big inning here. Banzani, long look out at second. First pitch to Godman is a slider low. Funneled well by Brock. Brock was a defense-first catcher in his first two seasons with the Rage and Cajuns, but the bat came around very well his final two campaigns. He's done both with aplomb so far at the pro level. Two on, one out, and a man home. Jackets up 1-0. 1-0 on Godman. Fastball runs back to the outside corner, evening the count. Banzani's been 94-95 as of late, up to 97 to start off. Bottom of the order trying to produce after Cam McGee's RBI single put Augusta on the board. Sanchez feigned a break, now stops, and the fastball is fouled softly down the third base line. You can tell Sanchez is trying to time up Paul Banzani. He took a step and a half right before Banzani looked back. Had Banzani not looked, it might have been an outright steal. McGee's keeping his eyes firmly glued on Sanchez. If Luis goes, Cam wants to do the same. Ball and two strikes on the catcher, Godman. Second baseman crashes in. Both runners are on the move. The pitch is in the dirt. McGee a check swing. On the appeal, he did not go. Sanchez steals third. Cam McGee fell down. He goes back to first. It's 2-2. McGee sheepish and now has his hands on his knees. Sanchez got a late break going from second to third, but he has his 14th steal of the year. Double play is still in order with men on the corners. Would not be a surprise to see McGee take off here. Godman barely able to hold the bat back on the slider. 2-2, there goes McGee. Fastball swing and a miss. The throw is on target and called out. A strike him out, throw him out, double play. Brock fires a dart out to Pollard. Green Jackets get on the board, but McGee with the RBI and the caught stealing. Augusta 1-0 after two.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with auto pay and paperless billing. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Green Jackets with a 1-0 lead after two, prevented from more on the strike-em-out, throw-em-out double play. Nice toss from Brock to Pollard. But the Green Jackets will now see 9-1-2 in the Wood Duck order in Garrett Bauman's third inning of action. Two groundouts and a strikeout to retire the side in the second. The last batter he'll see is the lefty Marcos Torres. Torres 177 on the year, four homers and 27 RBIs. Decent power from the left side. But the swing and miss has been there plentifully. First pitch fastball, and Torres is underneath. A lot of whiffs on the fastball for the second start in a row. Bauman's location and pitchability have always been a calling card, but have only improved at the pro level. Inner edge, strike two. As low as 92, as high as 97 with the fastball. Good variation. But the key piece is saved for the barreled single by Baker Barroso. Everything's been out of the big part of the zone. Still trying to fix the MILB TV broadcast. Radio is apparently the place to be. No balls and two strikes. Torres straight up and down from the left side, crowding the plate. Fastball doesn't get the call in the corner. Right around the edges, Torres taking like he knew for certain. Much closer than he let on. Woody's at the top of the order on deck. 1-2 delivery off speed down the first baseline foul. Looked like he might have caught a piece of Torres, and he's now doubled over slightly. Trying to bounce away the pain wherever that pitch caught him. Was not a pleasant location for him. Torres, 96 strikeouts this year, has plenty of punch outs. Bauman's got 3-2 innings. Still ahead 1-2 on the 9-man Torres. Fastball bounces in, up to 97. Haven't seen Bauman much harder than that all season long. Torres, 96 punchouts in 73 ball games, looking to get that bat going here in the final month and a half. Changeup clobbered out to right field. That might do it. Garcia looking up, and that ball is gone. That's one way to activate yourself. Changeup stayed up. Torres drives it out of the arc. One batter into the bottom half. We are tied up at one on Marcos Torres' fifth long ball of the season. That is the first home run allowed by Garrett Bauman in his professional career. Wind blowing out, but that one didn't have a huge impact. It was just barreled purely. Bauman's changeup can be filthy when he barrels it. That one stayed at the thighs. Back to the top of the order for Jose DeJesus, switch-hitting center fielder. He's laid on fastball for strike one. DeJesus struck out swinging to begin the night. Gold batting gloves behind the black helmet. Once again, DeJesus is laid on the fastball, nothing in two. First single-A game for Jose DeJesus. Great speed and average numbers in the complex. Fastball spun out of play. DeJesus leaning out over the plate to cover the outer edges. Infield shifted on the infield to the pole side. Outfield is straight up. Guanipa very deep in center field. Nothing in two inside. Four straight fastballs for Bauman. Changeup has been his put-away pitch to lefties, but after the Torres long ball, yet to go back to it. Ball game's been tied back up immediately. 1-2 fastball, foul back once more. It's been a difficult hurdle to overcome this summer, posting a zero after your team takes the lead or scores seemingly any offense. Bauman now looking to settle back in the second chance to see DeJesus and the top. Sixth pitch of the at-bat, slider low and inside, evens the count. DeJesus continuing to fight, forcing Bauman to work a bit deeper. 41 pitches through two-plus innings for Bauman. 2-2. Fastball broken, bat out to short. Heel charging in. Quick trigger over to first. Safe is the call. Verdung asking if he came off the base or if the runner beat him there. It was bang, bang either direction. And likely an infield single for Jose DeJesus. His first hit in a Wood Ducks uniform. The bat splintered, but it was off the end and hit so softly that even the fine defensive presence of John Heel was not enough time. DeJesus, 21 steals in the ACL, and now he's on. See how quickly he goes in motion. Eshedri Vargas, the shortstop, is the batter. He dropped down a bunt single his last time up. McGee, a step behind the bag at third. Vargas not squaring here as the slider misses out. Have not seen Bauman pick over to first yet today. Did have one time play out to second. 1-0 fastball evens the count at 96. Vargas 263 on the year. 9 homers, 31 RBIs. Active leader in both of those last two categories. Bauman out of the stretch. Runner on the move. Fastball swung through. Godman's throw, a good one. On target. Got him. Jacob Godman, with a combination from Luis Sanchez, cuts down the runner at second. DeJesus is officially 0-for-1 in the Carolina League. And that's the first out of the inning. Ball and two strikes on Vargas. Allows Bauman to return to the windup. Two-strike pitch. Fastball foul back. Green Jackets totaled decently high strikeout numbers in the five games set against Myrtle Beach, including two rainouts, one doubleheader, one true cancellation. Had a lot of walks down the stretch, however, as well. 1-2 popped up behind first base. Verdung, a long chase into the bullpen, runs out of room. For the Down East faithful that are getting their first chance at SRP, both dugouts have the bullpens on the field of play. Green Jackets on the third base side, Wood Ducks on the first. 330 to left, 395 to center, and 318 to right. 25-foot high fence down the right field line. Still 1-2 on Vargas. Chopped away foul. Off speed stayed up a little bit. Vargas was out in front. Green Jackets took the lead in the bottom of the second on an RBI single from Cam McGee. Had men at the corners in one out. Godman strikes out. McGee broke for second, and Brock cut him down. Another 1-2. Slider low and out. Jackets will be 9-1-2 in the order. Getting another look at Paul Bonzani. Olsovsky will get his first chance, and from there on, everybody else will have a bit of a frame of reference. A lot of lengthy at-bats in this third inning. Bauman the 2-2. Fastball, strike three. Tipped into the mitt. Snared by Godman. Four punch outs for Garrett. Vargas was the beer batter. And the fans in attendance get discount Miller Lite for the next half inning. Always good to give the fans what they want. Kind of Vargas to oblige. Batter is Baker Barroso, the DH. He laced a single into left in his last at bat. On the first pitch he saw. First pitch swinging once again here. Pulls off the fastball. A lot of aggression early in counts for the Woodies so far. Tie ball game, top three. Bauman looking to keep it that way. Fastball cracked to third. McGee will snare it at the ankles. Long throw and got the out. Leadoff homer for Marcos Torres. Ties the ball game up at one. Bauman gets three outs in the next three batters, and we head to the bottom half.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with the skilled team at Wellstar. Highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar. More than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the track. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
28 pitches in two innings for Paul Bonzani, 17 of which were strikes, and he'll see Joe Olsovsky for the first time. Wood Ducks having tied the ball game up in the top half of the third, making it 1-1 on a Marcos Torres shot. Olsovsky 173 on the season, a homer and 18 driven in. He's DHing tonight. That's been a rare occasion for him. First pitch swinging pops it up towards first. Guerrero drifting back and puts Olsovsky away on one pitch. Leadoff man set down, back to the top of the order for Luis Guanipa, who's likely to see a pitch after the one swing. Just the second game of the pro career for Olsovsky to be a DH. So far he's 0-1. Guanipa struck out swinging his last time up. First of three punch outs in two frames from Bonzani. He'll take a fastball outside. Guanipa, 18 years of age, out of Isla de Margarita, Venezuela, was the crown jewel of the 2023 international signing class for the Atlanta Braves. 1-0 chop softly to third, backhanded by Mejia against the line. Has time to set and record the out. Three pitches, two outs in the third. John Heel struck out swinging his last time up. Fought well but got hammered by a slider. Heel looking to avoid what would be the second 1-2-3 inning and three tries for Bonzani. Slider at the top of the zone, strike one. We mentioned Paul, who battled some injuries at Weatherford. More of a reliever than a starter in college ball. Slider chased by Heel, nothing in two. He's been mostly a starter for the Ducks, and especially as of late, five of his last six appearances entering tonight were starts, gone at least six innings as a high. Slider tipped into the mitt. Heel down on three pitches. It's a six-pitch third for Paul Bonzani. Green Jackets go quietly, and we're still locked at one. Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
No score through three. Garrett Bauman back to work. The one blemish is the solo shot. He's allowed four hits and struck out four. Facing the middle of the order, led by the cleanup man Julian Brock in inning number four. Brock lined out to right field his last time up. A sharp drive, and Garcia just had to go a few steps to his right. Decent midweek crowds enjoying themselves and at the moment staying dry here at SRP Park. Sky continues to darken overhead. First pitch from Bauman to Brock is a fastball above the letters. Wood Ducks in the black road uniforms with a green writing across the front and the gray pants. Jackets in their home white on white. Bauman peering over the top of the tan mitt. 1-0 pitch. Fastball a little bit inside. Ball two. Bauman's been able to show you depth this season. Gone as high as 6 2/3 this year. Went 4+ last time out. Fastball on the corner, strike one. When things are going well for him, he settles into a rhythm, especially in those middle innings. Trying to do that here in 4-6. His counterpart, Banzani, has been phenomenally efficient on the other side. Fastball rocketed foul in on the hands of Brock, 2-2. Banzani, 34 pitches to get through three frames, including a six-pitch third. Bauman, not quite as lucky, 52 in his first three innings. A lot of long at-bats against the right-hander, and after Myrtle Beach did the same thing to seemingly every Green Jacket pitcher last week, that facet has started once more. Two balls and two strikes on Brock, Cabrera on deck. And once again, swatted foul into the sweet level. Off the facing. Ricocheting back down into the lower bowl. Pitch number six coming to Brock. Right on right for Bauman. Slider laced into left field for a base hit. Kern hustling over to cut it off. He'll hold Brock to a single. Pair of hard hit balls and a 1-for-2 day for Julian. Slider stayed up on Bauman and he paid the price. Yeremy Cabrera struck out swinging to end the first. Powerful left-hander, looking to get on base for the first time in his Down East debut. We're going to be talking about debuts a lot over the next couple weeks. Fastball cranked back into the netting. Slowest heater of the night at 91 for Bauman. Took a bit off below the knees. But a new wave is coming. Every organization handles it differently, but you can't imagine we get through more than the next week without starting to see some draft picks from this summer. 0-1. Godman can't backhand it cleanly in the dirt, but it hit off the shin guard of Romero behind the plate. Evens the count on Cabrera. Braves signed all 20 draft picks and at least four UDFAs, so you have to figure something is coming shortly. Already made a quartet of moves with Guanipa, Gil Garcia, and now De La Cruz added today. Popped up down the third base line by Cabrera. McGee chasing over towards the fence. and it continues to hook back towards the top of section 111. Had too much slice off the bat of the lefty. Ball and two strikes. A lot of two-strike counts tonight for Bauman. He's been able to get there and has four putaways. Trying to add to that here early in the fourth. Jackets have a handful of rested relievers in the pen if necessary. Slider low, 2-2. Most notably of which, Adele Delaney, who has often come behind Bauman as of late. And when he's on and has his command working, can also give you three or four innings. Bauman a long hold. Checks over at first, allowing the clock to tick further and further. Fastball, strike three, swinging. All that patience, and then 96 at the eyes. Cabrera's the fifth strikeout victim. Bauman staring into the dugout of Down East. Nothing meant by it, but Bauman had his eyes glued firmly to the back of Cabrera, who was muttering under his breath on the walk back. He did not appreciate the hesitation. Pablo Guerrero, big swing, first pitch underneath the glove of Sanchez. Brock trying to go first to third. Guanipa did not come up throwing, and Brock is in standing. That was a bullet up the middle off the bat of Guerrero, and we'll have to see how that gets scored. Sanchez just never dropped the glove down in time. Men at the corners in one out. Godman going out. Elvin Nina, the pitching coach, will join him. As of now, there's been no call either direction, and it is officially an E4. Guerrero will not have his first hit at the full season level. Sanchez will take the error. Green Jacket defense had been so much better in the second half of the season, but after the All-Star break, there's been a slight step back. Now 15 errors in nine games, including one in eight of the last nine. Sanchez has been better at second rather than third this season, but has now committed 17 errors on the year. Could have been a double play ball. Instead, the inning continues, and the Wood Ducks have the go-ahead run on 90 feet away with less than two outs. Esteban Mejia, the third baseman, is batting in an RBI opportunity. He's driven in a dozen this season. 0-for-1 today with a strikeout. Guerrero Don, a ton of speed over at first, a short lead in that direction as well. Mejia late on the high fastball for strike one. Brock moves well for a catcher at third. Kern very deep in left, has the best arm of the three. Guanipa medium distance in center, and Garcia the most shallow in right. Mejia late on the fastball once more, nothing in two. Bauman trusting the heater and attacking time after time. The hardest hit balls of the night have all come on his secondary pitches. Those are the pieces that a lot of prospect evaluators want to see develop to see how close he gets to his ceiling. Deep breath for Bauman. Couple of them. Continues to stay patient. 0-2. Fastball spun foul. Tried to replicate with Mejia what he did to Yeremy Cabrera. Not a true hesitation pitch in the windup, but waiting none the same. Nothing in two on the third baseman. Chandler Pollard on deck. Fastball high and tight sends Mejia scrambling out of the batter's box. Wood Ducks left a pair on in the first. The only man to reach since was scored. Torres with the long ball. He's in the hole. Trying to add to the total. Fastball inside, 2-2. Jackets have a handful of relievers up in the pen, but nobody throwing. Delaney and Hiamar Diaz are the most active at the moment. Figure Delaney will be the first. 68 pitches for Bauman through 3 1/3. Usually like to cap him around 75 to 80. Three straight fastballs missing arm side, everything around the body of Mejia. And from 0-2 to 3-2, he's run the count full. Walk loads the bases for Pollard. Would create a force anywhere, but you already have a double play opportunity at first and second. And Pollard is a heck of a lot harder to double up compared to Mejia. Guerrero extends off of first. On the move for the 3-2. Right side, base hit. That'll put down East in front. Guerrero will go first to third. Garcia's throw goes all the way to third, and it's an RBI single for Mejia. Fastball stayed up on the 3-2 pitch. Once again, just forcing Bauman to concede, trying to avoid the walk. And that puts the Ducks in front. Guerrero being in motion ensured that he went first to third. Had he not been off, it likely would have been difficult for him to reach. Brock comes across to score 2-1. Woody's out hitting the Jackets 6-2 at this juncture. A lot of base knocks time after time. Chandler Pollard is the batter, 0-1. Grounded out sharply to third his last time up. Fastball in on the hands, fouled away for strike one. Juan Sanchez is the man who's throwing for Augusta. Sanchez might be acting as a bridge to DeLaNay. Nothing in one, a slide step popped into right field. Runner will tag at third. Garcia underneath it. Here comes Guerrero. Throw to the plate is up the line, and the runner will go to second. Guerrero scores. Mejia up 90 feet in a sack fly for Pollard. 3-1 Wood Ducks. RBI number 17 for Chandler Pollard. And the throw that got underneath the glove of Godman already would have advanced Mejia up to second. Here's Marcos Torres, who hit the solo shot on the changeup back in the second. The first of three unanswered runs for Down East off of Bauman. First pitch to the lefty is a fastball on the corner. We continue to apologize for the technical difficulties on MILB TV. Unsure why we are unable to go live. Slider cut through by Torres. Back pick out to second and safe. Heel trying to put the tag on ahead of Mejia. Close, but he's in feet first. Sanchez continues to throw in the pen. This is likely the last batter for Bauman. He's up to 75 pitches. And he will step off prior to number 76. Ahead, nothing in two on Torres. Seems like MILB TV is having issues in a lot of different directions tonight. Bauman looking to cut the fourth to a close. Woodies have put up two already. Fastball driven deep out to left field. Kern going back, and that ball is gone. It's a two-homer night for Marcos Torres, who came in with the lowest average of any starter tonight. He's made short work of Garrett Bauman. It's 5-1. We told you Torres had the power, but had some swing and miss to go with it. He's added two to his home run total. In just four innings, five unanswered, four in the frame. Batter is Jose De Jesus back to the top of the order. He'll be the seventh man to hit in the inning. Fastball in ball one. How about that for Torres? Now six homers and 30 RBIs on the season. Out of the nine spot. Late on the fastball, 1-1. De Jesus is 1-2. During this losing streak, Augusta has been battered by the bottom half of their opposition's lineups. DeJesus down the line in left, foul 1-2. And it's happened once again. All five runs have been driven in by the bottom three in the order for Down East. 1-2 pitch, slider in the dirt. Sets an uphill climb in motion for the Augusta offense. Bonzani has looked strong on the mound, and the Down East Wood Ducks have had one of the best pitching rotations in the Carolina League. Fastball at the knees, called strike three on DeJesus. Five punch-outs for Bauman in four frames, but five runs as well. Two-run shot for Torres, the big blow. It's 5-1, halfway through the fourth.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
A four-run fourth has Downeast up 5-1 in the bottom half. Green Jackets in the middle of their order trying to retaliate. Five runs off of Bauman, three of which were earned in that inning. Four overall, the E4 certainly paid dividends for the Wood Ducks. Junior Garcia 0-1, takes a changeup outside. First changeup we've seen from him tonight. Bonzani with a six-pitch third inning. Been efficient through three, poised to go long. Garcia takes a slider inside, ball two. Sanchez continues to throw for the Green Jackets. Juan appears as though he will have the fifth. Five runs on seven hits for Bauman, four of which will be earned. Six strikeouts. Fastball low, three straight out of the zone for Bonzani. Had a bit of a lengthy layoff in that particular frame. Extra time to be patient. Will Verdung on deck. He worked the first and only walk of the day off of Bonzani so far. Fastball inside, ball four. That likely was on the corner, but it was dropped by Brock behind the plate. A flourish of a frame attempt. The ball popped out of the mitt, and it's a four-pitch walk for Junior Garcia. Brock got emphatic with a ball that didn't need much framing to begin with. May have cost his pitcher a strike as a result. Two hits and two walks for the Green Jackets against Bonzani. Leadoff man on for Will Verdung. Garcia still attaching the sliding mitt to the left hand as he works off of first. Fastball softly hit, knocked down by Bonzani on the mound. A second for one, over to first, double play. Constantly. Green Jackets erase their momentum after four straight out of the zone. A fastball on the corner is chopped into the twin killing by Verdung. Two up, two down in the fourth. Kern first pitch swinging fouls it back. Bonzani on the brink of another quick inning. Wood Ducks need a win tonight to get to 500 in the second half. They're 14-15 at this current juncture. Slider inside, ball one. Wood Ducks out of the North Division for this one last year. They're in the Carolina League. Downeast currently fourth in the second half, 5.5 back of the Fred Nats, who are in Lynchburg this week. 1-1 slider tight once more to Kern. Jackets at 9-19, looking up at the rest of the South Division, but trying to turn the tide here in this homestand. Fifth interdivisional series of the year for Augusta. Fastball off the outside corner, called strike two. In each of the first four against the North Division, the Green Jackets won two and lost four. Consistency time after time. Two balls and two strikes on Kern. Bonzani looking to face the minimum once more. And he will. Kern tips it into the mitt. Bonzani with a strikeout. His fifth of the day. Green Jackets are retaliated quietly, and Sanchez is coming in. Down by four.
Fans, with the 2024 season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present to deck yourself out in the newest Green Jacket styles, available only at the Hive Pro Shop. You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including theme night apparel such as Pimento Cheese, Pavo Salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. Head on down to the Hive Pro Shop located right next to the front gate, or shop online anytime at www.hiveproshop.com.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
So Georgia 8-1-1 call to the bullpen here from SRP Park. Garrett Bauman, 4 innings, 7 hits, 5 runs, and 6 strikeouts. And he flips it over to Juan Sanchez, 21-year-old right-hander. Sanchez, 12 games, 24 and 2/3, a 3.65 ERA, 30 strikeouts and 15 walks. Fastball and slider from a three-quarter crossbody delivery. He can be very tough to pick up right on right. He'll start with 3 straight righties, 2-3-4, led by Ashedri Vargas. First pitch fastball outside at 93. Vargas has singled and struck out, reached on a bunt, and then went down swinging in the third, seeing Sanchez for the first time in his pro career. 1-0 fastball driven deep out to left, hooking towards the corner, and that ball's over the wall and gone. Vargas out in front, hooks the fastball down to the short porch, and with the ball flying tonight, it's the third Wood Duck homer of the day. Fastball caught a lot of the plate, make it 6 unanswered for the Wood Ducks. Vargas with his team-high 10th home run of the season, and Sanchez allows the second home run of his campaign. 6-1. Right off the bat in the fifth, Down East extends the deficit. Baker Barroso comes to bat. Big swing and a fastball and foul back. One thing we've been able to confirm is the fact that this team for Down East will not get cheated at the plate. 1-9, nothing but huge aggressive power swings. And it's worked. 8 hits, 3 homers. Slider inside 1-1. Slider is by far the best pitch for Juan Sanchez. Lot of sweep to that. So difficult to pick up. Trying to dial in the command for it. Slider hooked to third. Short hop. Nice play by McGee. Cam McGee fighting for it down there. Makes a brilliant play for out number one. Pair of ground outs for Barroso. Julian Brock is 1-for-2. Couple hard hit balls and a run scored in the fourth was the first of 4 to come around. We do have a scoring change on Pablo Guerrero's at bat. It's been called a fielder's choice and an E4. Fastball out 1-0. Not sure where the fielder's choice came from there. Sanchez had the ball go under his mitt. But I'm sure we'll get a confirmation on that down the stretch. 1-0 slider at the knees evens the count at 1 on Brock. Looking to add to a 5-run lead. Wood Ducks up 6-1, having scored in each of the last 3 frames. Slider gets the knees for strike 2. There's not a soul in the Down East bullpen, nor should there be, with the cruising situation that Benzani has on the other side. Brock will take his timeout. Leadoff homer for Ashedri Vargas, his 9th of the year. And 2nd hit of the day, putting the Wood Ducks up by 5. Slider tipped into the mitt for strike 3. A lot of foul tips hung on to by Godman so far. Vargas has his first punch out. Back-to-back batters retired on the banks of that leadoff bomb. Yeremy Cabrera has struck out twice from the left side. He'll be the first southpaw to see Sanchez. Juan out of Hato Mayor in the DR, signed back in 2022 with the Braves. Made his full season debut at the end of May. Slider below the knees, ball one. Fastball has been up to 97 this season, usually 93, 95. Breaking ball in the low to mid 80s. Righty's hitting 204, lefty's 275. But it was the righty Vargas that got him for the homer. Fastball down the center, 1-1. 330 to left compared to the rest of the Carolina League is not an overly shallow distance into the corner. Doesn't get deep especially quick down the left field line as the fastball misses low, ball two. But the ball has always flown substantially here. Breeze is blowing out to right tonight and has settled down for the most part, but with the storms never fully hitting SRP, there's a lot of moisture in the air and the ball is flying. Breaking ball runs in and looks like it got the foot of Cabrera. Cabrera's on for the first time in three tries with the initial hit by pitch.
First baseman, number 25, Pablo Guerrero.
Two out base runner for the Wood Ducks brings up Pablo Guerrero. He's 0 for 2. A couple of hard ground balls, the E4, and the ground out to second, gone up the middle twice. Sanchez first pitch, always out of the stretch, so no change to his positioning. He'll miss inside. Juan still trying to corral the command. 14 pitches, 7 strikes, 50-50 ratio to start the night. 1-0 fastball, low and out, ball two. Four straight misses outside the zone, including the backdoor breaking ball that hit Cabrera on the heel. Cabrera getting advice from the first base coach down the line. Stays short over at the bag. Fastball popped straight back, strike one. Sanchez looking to keep this ball game close and see if the Augusta offense can wake up in the back half of the game. Game for the Wood Ducks. 6 unanswered in the last 3 innings. Runner goes, slider low, great jump, and no chance. Cabrera's got his first steal at the single-A level after snatching 17 in the Complex League. First steal in 2 tries for the Wood Ducks. Got the message from development coach Jorge Cortez in the coaching box and took the bag. 3-1 fastball on the outer corner to run the count full on Pablo Guerrero. Big league pedigree. Father Vlad Sr., an icon. Older brother Vlad Jr. has been phenomenal for the Blue Jays. Fastball low, back-to-back free passes on the walk. 3 base runners in the inning against Sanchez have 2 aboard with 2 outs for Esteban Mejia. Mejia had an RBI single in the 4th, struck out in the 2nd. Elvin Nina coming back out to the mound. And we talk at length about the excitement that could be coming through with some of the draft picks checking in for both of these squads, and hope always springs eternal when you have some new prospects to work with. There have been some rave reviews about a handful of day 3 draft picks for Atlanta coming out of Northport. But it also comes with some difficult decisions. The MLB and MILB union combination, as the first pitch slider by Mejia is waved at, they drop the roster cap for stateside minor league baseball from 180 to 165. So that means from the FCL up to AAA, you can't have more than that number totally rostered. Slider low, 1-1. So that will lead to some harsh choices. There will be some players that go by the wayside, not for a lack of talent, but simply due to the numbers game. It's a crunch, and it makes things difficult. Slider number 3, Mejia goes chasing once again. Ball and 2 strikes on the third baseman. How hasn't necessarily translated into better quality of play at the lower minors, but it has translated to a much higher talent level in indie ball. Sanchez the 1-2. Slider chopped away. Mejia just nicks a piece. They're fantastic players. They're cut loose by respective organizations for whatever reason, finding homes in spots like the Frontier League, the Pioneer League, and the Atlantic League, and then having success that way, too. It's a good way to get back into affiliated ball. Sanchez, 1-2, slider, inside corner, strike three. Mejia goes down looking, but the solo shot from Ashedri Vargas, starting off the fifth inning, makes it a 6-1 game halfway through the ballgame.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Welcome back to the Green Jacket Baseball Network. We know we have you on the radio. Apologize for the issues on MILB TV's side. Some AWS problems on their angle. But we roll on into the bottom of the fifth. Down East has scored six unanswered and leads 6-1 against the Green Jackets. Augusta put up a run in the bottom of the second, but nothing further. And that's also the only inning in which they have a hit. Luis Sanchez leading off bottom five against the righty starter Paul Benzani. Benzani first pitch breaking ball misses inside. Back-to-back 1-2-3 innings for the right-hander. Allowed a leadoff walk in the fourth, and then on the first pitch that he threw after that, got a 1-4-3 double play. Fastball off the outside corner. Ball two on Sanchez. Luis had a single in the second inning. Stole third base but was stranded there on a double play. On the strikeout and the caught stealing. Jack is trying to wake the bats up in the back half. Sanchez swings through the fastball, strike one. Two balls and a strike. Bonzani had been up to 97, 98 this year. We saw him as high as 97 once, but he's settled into 94, 95 and been comfortable doing so. Fastball at the knees, strike two. Looked like Sanchez was almost taking all the way. Did not move a muscle on that pitch. Bit odd for that to be the case in a 2-1 count. Now the 2-2, Benzani home, slider check swing, appeal to first, and he did go around. Confirmed to have struck out by field umpire Liana Ricks. Six punch outs for Benzani. Benzani's got a strikeout in every inning so far. Cam McGee had an RBI knock his last time up, was also the last man to get a hit off of Benzani. Breaking ball outside, ball one. Talk about getting hot at the right time. Paul could be knocking on the door of a promotion to High A Hickory. Allowed just one run in his last 10 1/3 over his previous three outings. Slider on the corner evens the count. Last start he made against Fayetteville last week, five innings of one-hit baseball with a career-high 9 punch-outs. Opponents hitting just 184 against him in the month of July. Fastball around the ankles, ball two. McGee frustrated that he moved out of the way. Has the shin guard on the front leg. Looked like that's where the pitch was going to end up. Cam ahead, two balls and a strike. Left-handed hitting third baseman out of Washington State. Bonzani coming home late on the fastball. McGee pulls away and then stares out in wonder at a huge lightning bolt behind center field. Still no droplets, but a laser show on and off the field. Bonzani looking for his third straight punch out. 2-2. Fouled back by McGee. A lot of movement on that fastball with the arm side run against lefties. Hasn't been much of a comfortable at bat time after time. Green Jackets saw some movement in their pen in the fifth, but as of now, it appears Sanchez will return for the sixth inning. Nobody up at the moment. Another 2-2. Outside corner called, strike three on the changeup. Drop to the outer edge, and McGee goes down looking. Strikeout number seven, first backwards K for Bonzani. And Paul Bonzani has just lulled the Green Jackets to sleep. A dormant offense going further into hibernation mode. Nine outs on the last nine batters. Jacob Godman takes a slider outside, called strike one by Dom Romero. Godman struck out swinging his last time up. Bonzani from the windup. Slider outside, 1-1. Breeze has subsided for the moment. Any strands of sunshine have long since passed. Lights on and shining brightly at SRP. 1-1 to Jacob Godman. Fastball driven down the right field line. Long run for Garcia, and it falls in foul territory. Kept hooking away from the body. And that's Cabrera rather than Garcia, excuse me. Jeremy Cabrera had a good beat on the pitch, but just kept running out of room. Seemed like the farther he went, the quicker the ball traveled. A well-struck strike two for Godman. Bonzani looking for his fourth 1-2-3 inning in five tries. Coming home the pitch. Slider, check swing did not go. Two balls, two strikes. No need for an appeal there. Godman adjusts the helmet and the belt and ready for the 2-2 pitch. Bonzani out of the windup, black glove low. Coming home, popped up, silo shot straight in front of home. Brock circling, called off by the third baseman Mejia, and the play is made in foul territory. 1-2-3 inning once more, and the Jackets go down quietly in the bottom of the fifth.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Chandler Pollard will lead off the top of inning number six. We welcome you into the Green Jacket Baseball Network. I'm Noah Adcock-Howarth. Juan Sanchez allowed a leadoff homer in his first inning of work. Struck out two and did not allow a further hit. But the Wood Ducks find themselves in front 6-1. Sanchez going to see 8-9-1 in the order. Pollard, Torres, and DeJesus. As Down East tries to continue their role in the second half and get back up to 500. Ran into a couple buzzsaws, but have been solid more often than not. Riding a four-game win streak into this contest. Augusta on the other side, the wrong side of an eight-game skid. Chandler Pollard, a ground out to third and a sack fly to right. 0 for 1 with an RBI as the second baseman. Good man to have leading off an inning. He shows bunt, pulls back on the fastball at the knees, and throws his head back in disgust as Dominic Romero expands the zone. Pollard, 31 of 32 stealing. Most steals in the Carolina League, or most successful stolen base ratio in the Carolina League, we should say. Fastball low to even the count. Nobody has more with fewer stolen base caught. Slider waved at by Pollard, 1-2. Chandler, a Georgia native, back home or at least close to it. Out of Kennesaw, originally went to high school in College Park. Was committed to go to Washington State before being drafted. Pollard going back in 2022. Slider in the dirt evens the count. Marcos Torres waits on deck. He's 2 for 2 with a pair of home runs. Outfield deep all the way around on Pollard. Second baseman Sanchez playing up the middle. With two strikes, Cam McGee at third has backed up away from bunt defense. Now playing deep on the grass. 2-2 pitch. High with the slider. Runs the count full. Wood Ducks trying to put the leadoff base runner on for the fourth consecutive inning. Fouled back by Pollard. We'll see one more. Sanchez has been three innings on a couple different occasions this year. The longest he went was 3 1/3 back on June 27th. Should this frame prove to be an efficient one, might have a chance to get one more. Slider inside, just off the plate. And it's a leadoff walk for Chandler Pollard. Second walk issued by Sanchez. Third of the game by Green Jacket pitching. Puts the speedster on for Marcos Torres. Torres having arguably the best game of his season. Signed back in 2022 as an international free agent out of Venezuela. Sanchez will pick over to check on the runner. Pollard in with a dive. Godman is 1 for 2 catching runners, stealing behind the plate so far. 0 for 1 with Sanchez on the mound. Runner goes. Pitches low and inside. Godman's throw is on the wrong side of the bag. Pollard would have been safe anyway. Steal number 32 in 33 tries for Chandler Pollard. And the count's 1-0 on Torres. No longer a force at first and second. Sanchez stands closed from the stretch. Fastball in, ball two. Wonder if this might prompt the bullpen to get moving once more. Sanchez trying to find his rhythm early in the top of the sixth. 2-0 to Torres, outside corner. Well located and exactly what you're looking to do against a hot hitter. Just never know who it's going to beat you. And as much as a coach or manager or coaching staff might preach to not let the middle of the order be the one to do so, when it's the nine hitter out of the bottom third once again, just goes to show the impressiveness of what Down East has been able to do. Can't concede. No matter who they are, everybody at this level is a professional hitter. 3 balls and a strike. Fastball gets the call in the inside corner. Torres had taken 3 steps over to first, and he'll use his timeout as a result. Fastball had enough arm side run to come back to the inner corner. Count goes full on Torres. Top of the order and Jose De Jesus on deck. 3-2 pitch. Called strike three at the knees. Torres goes down looking. Third strikeout of the night for Sanchez.
Center fielder, number 21, Jose De Jesus.
Jose De Jesus, 1 for 3, 2 strikeouts and a single. Also a caught stealing for him. Sanchez first pitch fastball below the knees. DeJesus in his Wood Duck debut. The first of the trio that came up today to get his first hit at the single A level. Only switch hitter in the lineup for the Ducks. Breaking ball on the corner, 1-1. DeJesus out of Bonao in the Dominican Republic. 19 years of age, the only switch hitter on this roster that is a hitter. There is Colton Curtis, who's a pitcher. And now they've got the runner caught in the rundown. An early break from Pollard. He's hung out to dry. And on the 1-6-5, he's put away. Tried to time up Juan Sanchez and is caught leaning. You could hear McGee screaming from up here, step off, step off. Pollard had taken two sprinting steps, stopped, and then realized he wasn't going to get back in time. Pollard lightly jogging off, a bit sheepish as he returns to the dugout. It's not a bad idea, but got a little too greedy. Nobody on, two outs. 1-1 slider is waved through by DeJesus for strike two. Sanchez has a chance to retire the side in order. Be his first time doing so today and first since the second inning. Fastball cued down the left field line off the end of the bat. Long run for Cade Kern, but he's there. Right amongst the foul line. Kern makes the catch. 1-2-3 sixth. Wood Ducks leading by five in the Green Jacket offense trying to find some rhythm.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with the skilled team at Wellstar, highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar, more than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality.
Paul Bonzani will work into the sixth inning for just the second time this year. Went six hitless against Delmarva for his career high. That was back on June 28th. And through five innings of one-run baseball, he'll start with Joe Olsowski in frame number six. Fastball on the outer half, strike one. Bonzani has not lost a step on the velocity and continues to paint the edges. 61 pitches, one pitch into the sixth. Slider in the dirt evens the count. Olsowski popped up to first base his last time. 0-for-1 day for him. The Green Jackets have mustered two hits so far. Singles from Sanchez and McGee back-to-back in the second. McGee's drove home the only run of the day for the Green Jackets so far. Ball and a strike on the Green Jacket DH. Olsowski DHing for the second time in his pro career. Wax one foul, 1-2. A little bit late on the fastball. Top of the order waiting in the wings. Green Jackets trying to get a base runner for the first time since the fourth. A base runner that doesn't get doubled off for the first time since the second. 1-2 pitch. Slider off the outside corner and called strike three. Olsowski reminds Romero how far off that was as he walks back to the dugout in disappointment. Eight strikeouts for John Bogzani. Zone has gotten bigger for Dominic Romero as the game has gone along. Both sides have noticed it. Marcos Torres struck out on a similarly outside pitch his last time up. Luis Guanipa fouls a first pitch slider out of play. Guanipa strikeout and a ground out to third. We'll take a quick look at the Carolina League scoreboard. Columbia and Fayetteville have already gone final. Fireflies downing the Fayetteville Woodpeckers 5-2 on the road. Battle of Segra Park versus Segra Stadium. Guanipa fooled on the breaking ball, 0-2 quickly. Fayetteville trying to work their way up the charts. Columbia still within striking distance of Charleston. But the River Dogs are putting the finishing touches on a 6-1 win against the Mudcats as we speak. 0-2 to Guanipa. Slider outside. Third straight breaking ball. Four of the last five hitters against Bonzani have gone down on strikes. Fred Nat's up 4-3 against the Hillcats at Bank of the James Stadium, middle of the eighth. 1-2 to Guanipa. Slider to the backstop evens the count. Couple players changed dugouts in that side. Alex Clemmie and Ramon Rodriguez both traded from the Guardians to the Nationals, so they went from the Hillcats to the Fred Nats. Kannapolis up on Salem 2-1 as they host the Red Sox in the top of the sixth, and down east in Myrtle Beach tied at 4 in inning number 5. First fastball, the at-bat, Guanipa is able to stay alive once more. Green Jackets have a right-hander throwing in the bullpen. Looks like it's Adele Delaney. He appears as though he will have the seventh after two innings of relief for Juan Sanchez, where he allowed just one run. Sixth pitch of the at-bat to Guanipa. Fastball popped away. Lightning quick hands on a fastball high and tight. As it stands, Carolina 3.5 ahead of the Mudcats in the North Division. If Carolina wins, it's the second-best team since the Mudcats won the first half. But right now, Fredericksburg's on top. 2-2 slider, Guanipa down swinging. 9 strikeouts for Bonzani. That'll tie his career high. Back-to-back outings with 9 punch-outs. Fred Nats haven't made the playoffs since moving south from Potomac in Pfitzner Stadium. Could be a good chance for those folks up there. Right now, Charleston 3 games ahead of Columbia in the South Division. River Dogs have won the Carolina League Championship each of the last 3 seasons. John Heal late on the fastball, 0-1. Here in these middle innings, Paul Bonzani has looked entirely unhittable. There's been no comfortable at-bats against the right-hander. 0-1 fastball, chop back quickly, 0-2. Bonzani trying to go through 6 innings, 1 run, 2 hits. Nobody up in the pen for down east. It's Bonzani's inning, if not further. Ahead 0-2 on the young shortstop. Here's the pitch. Slider out. Hooked it a bit too much. Former Southern Illinois Saluki in his first full professional season after getting drafted to the 12th round last year. Turned to a full-time starter and been a great one. 1-2 pitch. Fastball swing and a miss. Strike 3. Make it 10 punch outs, including 5 of the last 6 batters. 9 straight men set down. And a career-high 10 punch-outs for Paul Bonzani.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender. NMLS number 612441. Good things
Another Georgia 8-1-1 call to the bullpen for the Green Jackets. Adele Delaney coming on in relief of Juan Sanchez. Sanchez, two innings, one run, two hits, two walks, and three strikeouts. Gave up that leadoff homer to Ishedri Vargas. That was the only man who got a barrel. Vargas now leads off to see Delaney. Adele 5-1 with a 2.84 ERA. Been used as a multi-inning reliever primarily. Bit of a bounce-back day for him after a rough outing last Tuesday. Vargas takes a first-pitch cutter outside. Delaney, 52 strikeouts in 44 and a third. Fastball, slider, and changeup. The fastball has a good deal of cut out of the stretch. Vargas waves through said cutter 1-1. Ishedri 2-for-3, including his 10th homer of the summer. That put the Wood Ducks up now 6-1, the most recent run for either team after a scoreless sixth. 1-1 slider waved at by Vargas. Delaney trusting the breaking ball, and it plays so well off of that cut fastball. They look very similar. That although Adele will barely break 90 on a good day, he's very effective. Slider, strike three. Vargas goes lunging, and Delaney starts his night with a punch out. There's Delaney in a nutshell. In and out, everything moves, nothing the same speed. Bunch of relievers now stretching for the Wood Ducks. Josh Trenadue chief among them, but nobody throwing at this juncture. Baker Barroso's 1-for-3, grounded out to third each of his last two plate appearances. He'll take a slider inside. Trying to get MILB TV back online for y'all. We have not been able to do so far. Appears to be a system-wide issue. 0-1 to Barroso is low. Back to the cutter there. Delaney had a couple different starts at the end of June, beginning of July. Pair of spot starts and looked very solid. Gone a high of 4 2/3. So more than capable of finishing the final three innings. But he's behind 3-0 on the second batter he faces. After striking out Vargas to start the seventh, Barroso one pitch away from a routine walk. Do not know the rotation for the Wood Ducks for the rest of this week. We hope to get some information and some light shed upon that either later tonight or early tomorrow. Barroso taking all the way. It's a called strike one. Didier Fuentes will get them all tomorrow for Augusta. Fuentes has been very effective this year. And Adam Meyer. Scheduled to get the ball on Thursday. Hasn't thrown in over a month. Be good to see Meyer back. 3-1 from Delaney. Top of the zone. Called strike. Barroso went walking towards first. Now he'll walk back. Seen a couple different Woodies be a little bit presumptuous on calls around the corner. And as we mentioned last inning, the zone has only gotten bigger as the night's gone on underneath Dominic Romero. Back-to-back pitches in the zone. Delaney has run the count full. 3-2 to Baker Barroso. Strike three swinging on the cutter. Ran away from the bat. Barroso down on strikes. Back-to-back batters retired via the punch-out for Delaney. This is the Adele we've expected to see time after time. Walked two, hit one, and allowed one hit with two strikeouts. Did not get charged for a run against Myrtle Beach on Tuesday, but threw a lot of pitches on a lot of lengthy counts. Slider runs in and hits Julian Brock, and he'll take first. Came up around the top of the helmet. It's the second hit batter by the Green Jackets today, and second time that Brock is on. 1-for-3 with a hit by pitch. The catcher reaches with two outs. Delaney left the slider arm side. Lefty hitting for the first time in the form of Yeremy Cabrera. Lefty's hitting 160 against Delaney. Righty's about 215. Cutter misses low, ball one. Adele, 23 years of age, out of the DR, signed back in 2020. It's been very good for the Green Jackets all season long. Outside, ball two. Played a variety of different roles, gone multiple innings in nearly every outing, found ways to give success, and more often than not, consistency when one or the other has been missing from the bullpen. 2-0 below the knees. Cabrera hacking anyway and chops it back out of play. Delanell, a pair of seasons in the FCL. Delanell, less command in 22 than 23 as he aged up and got more training in the PD staff. Been better and better. 2-1 pitch outside, ball three. Looking to wrestle back in against Cabrera with Guerrero on deck, who's reached base twice. Cabrera, two strikeouts and a hit by pitch, trying to reach for the second time in a row. Wood Ducks would love to add some insurance for the bullpen. 3-1 outside, ball four. Back-to-back free base runners with two outs for the Wood Ducks. A hit by pitch and a walk. Five consecutive deliveries outside the zone for Delaney. Two on, two out. It's Pablo Guerrero. Elvin Nina, the pitching coach, heading out. Jacob Godman as well. Five consecutive outside the zone will prompt a settling visit. Nina's inspired confidence with nearly every reliever and starter he's talked to this year. Veteran pitching coach who has worked from the Dominican Summer League all the way up into the upper minors. And this is his second stint with the Green Jackets, first since 2021. Pitching has been a bit inconsistent as of late for Augusta, but it's been the calling card of this squad really since opening day. Pablo Guerrero looking for his first hit. Takes a cutter on the inner half, strike one. Jackets opened up the season with a handful of intriguing arms in the rotation. And basically everybody that was in here at the start has found some form of success. Slider misses in, apparently, 1-1. Garrett Bauman's been solid in his age 19 season. So is Didier Fuentes, who turned 19 about a month ago. Bauman will be 20 in a couple of weeks. 1-1 fastball at the bottom of the zone, strike two. Adam Meyer, when he's been healthy, has been impressive, and healthy has been the key for him after missing a year and a half. Cade Keeler was great until he got called up to Rome and is now, unfortunately, on the injured list. 1-2. Slider chopped away, and some miscommunication there, it looked like, on the infield. Sanchez, the second baseman, broke to the bag, thinking there was a pick play on for Brock. Delaney delivered. Anything to the right side would have been a base hit. Riley Fry also on the injured list at Rome, but he was the first to earn a promotion from Augusta. Mitch Ferris, the same thing. Slider cranked down the left field line. That'll be extra bases. It one hops the base of the wall. Brock scores. Cabrera flying around third. He'll come home without a play. It's a two-run double for Pablo Guerrero. Two out base runners will come back to bite you, and boy, have they in this streak for the Green Jackets. Eight unanswered for Down East.
Third baseman, number eight, Esteban Mejia.
Two-strike slider hung on Delaney, and Guerrero far too much power to let that slide. He's got his first hit and first two RBIs in the Carolina League. Man at second for Esteban Mejia, who's one for three. And that brings another reliever up in the pen for the Jackets. Broken back ground ball to short. Heel swallows it up and ends the inning. But three straight base runners get aboard with two outs, the hit by pitch, the walk, and then Guerrero comes through with the double.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet.
With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Well, how about this? For the first time in his pro career, Paul Bonzani will go out for the seventh inning. Might as well. 75 pitches for the righty, six wonderful frames. And with a southpaw warming in the form of Josh Trenadu in the pen, he can afford to go batter to batter. Junior Garcia will lead off the seventh. Green Jackets don't have a hit since the second inning, trailing 8-1. Off-speed misses low on the lefty Garcia. Junior is grounded out and walked. He was the most recent base runner against Bonzani, but was then doubled off on a 1-4-3. 1-0 fastball below the zone, called a strike, and that is the furthest outside the confines of the traditional zone we've seen Dominic Romero expand, and that's saying something. 1-1 at the shins. Bonzani, same spot, different call. Two balls and a strike. Garcia looking for his first hit at SRP Park after being called up a week and a half ago. Big swing on the 2-1, tips it back into the mitt. Was out for blood and narrowly missed. Verdung and Kern do up behind Garcia here in this bottom of the seventh. 2-2 pitch is high and the count runs full in Bonzani's first foray into the seventh. Full count on Garcia, leadoff man in the inning. Bonzani kicks and deals. Outside, ball four. Garcia will draw his second walk of the night. He is the only Green Jacket player to get on base twice. Leadoff man reaches. That, however, will not bring out Carlos Maldonado, the manager, at least for the moment. Verdung steps in. So we will go right on right, and Bonzani will continue. Will Verdung takes the first pitch fastball at the letters, called strike one. Will walked and scored the only run of the game for Augusta back in the second, bounced into a double play in the fourth. 0-1 slider bounces in and is smothered by Brock, who has impressed offensively and defensively today. There's four catchers on the Down East roster, three of which are active. Jesus Lopez is on the IL, so you have Becker Barroso, who's the DH today, Julian Brock, of course, and then Jesus Moreno. Brock's had the most success of the three. 1-1 pitch, check swing, called a strike regardless. Sinker running in on the hands, makes it 1-2. Bonzani continues to move in and out, up and down, everywhere but the middle. Ball and two strikes on Verdung. Garcia a short lead. Slider backhanded, ball two. Lefty appears ready in the pen. There's five on the roster for Down East. A lot of chances from the left side. Augusta has struggled with lefties as a team. 2-2. Fastball out, ball three. A walk almost certainly spells the end of the line for Bonzani. But the extra two runs in the seventh on the two-out double from Pablo Guerrero gives even greater of a cushion to the rest of the bullpen. Three balls and two strikes on Verdung. Bonzani coming home. Outside, ball four. Back-to-back walks to start the seventh. Four walks drawn by Augusta, and all have come from Garcia and Verdung. Julian Brock walking out, and now Maldonado will join him. Bonzani goes six innings, ties his career high, enters the seventh for the first time, and the Wood Ducks will make the call to the bullpen. Maldonado has to be thrilled with what he got from his starter if this sets the tone for the week. Could be a long one for the Green Jackets. We step away on the Green Jacket Radio Network back in 90 seconds.
Premier Networks provide cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
So an impressive day for the starter. Paul Bonzani comes to a close. 6 innings, 2 hits, 4 walks, and 10 strikeouts. He sets a new career high in pitches thrown at the pro level and turns the ball over to Josh Trenadieu, who will attempt to strand the two men on base in the bottom of the seventh. Wood Ducks leading 8-1. 7-run deficit trying to be chipped away at, and Cade Curran bats. Garcia at second, Verdung at first. Trenadieu's 18th appearance of the year, 13th out of the bullpen, a 4.61 ERA. Curran seeing a lefty for the first time. He's 0-2, a line out and a strikeout. First pitch swing ties up Curran for strike one. Fastball, slider, changeup primarily for Trenadieu. Won't blow you away from the left side. High three-quarter release can be a bit tough to pick up at times. Inside move prior to pitch number two. Just checking on Garcia with the second baseman Pollard not there. That will also bring Brock out to make sure they have the signs correct. Green Jackets as a team hitting 146 against left-handed pitching. They saw one lefty in Myrtle Beach. That was the reliever Angel Hernandez, and he allowed one hit in 6 innings over 2 outings. Hernandez has been great and is very old for the level, so that was as much about him as it was Augusta's offense. But we'll see if that spell can be discontinued here against Trenadieu. Ball and a strike on the left fielder, Kern. Inside, 1-1. Looked like went back to the slider for Josh Trenadieu, trying to mix things in and out, keep Kern uncomfortable. Neither base runner being held on at this moment. Count even on Kern. Fastball clobbered down the right field line, foul. First heater of the night for Trenadieu at 1-2. Pride of the College of Southern Idaho. Drafted back in 2023, so a year ago out of the 14th round. Went to the Rangers and has made his presence felt in his first pro season. Target is high and outside, 1-2. Curran a late swing, but enough contact to stay alive. Trenadieu originally out of Richmond, was supposed to come back home to VCU, Virginia Commonwealth University, and the Rams before being pulled away from that JUCO signing commitment. Made his way to Texas instead. Another 1-2. High fly ball out to left field. Torres drifting back in front of the warning track will put it away. Curran was just underneath that off speed. A high long out number one comes up a little bit short. Trenadieu gets his first out. Luis Sanchez singled and struck out, 1-2. Seeing Trenadieu for the first time. Good strikeout numbers for Josh Trenadieu. 60 punch outs in 52 and two-thirds, but also has allowed over a hit per inning. Batters hitting 276 against him. Sanchez takes the fastball above the letter. Strike one is called. And Trenadue will switch in and out, going to those off speeds quite a bit. Garcia, a short lead out at second. Fastball flared down the right field line, out of play, nothing and two. Trenadue had great numbers in that last season he played at CSI, a 2.04 ERA in 66 innings, 118 strikeouts, K per nine of 15.5. Just dominated in a JUCO region that is not exactly known for producing pro talent. Trenadue made light work of a lot of different players. 0-2, fastball foul back. Fastball sits 92-93. The off speeds are both good. The slider played well above its level in school. And once again, Brock will go out. Pitcher-catcher meeting for the second time. Trying to make sure that the signs are correct. Not sure, but that appears to be what the reason for the meeting is. Hasn't crossed up Brock yet, but you can see Julian doing most of the timing. Garcia at second, Verdung at first, both the responsibility of the starter, Paul Bonzani. After back-to-back walks to begin this seventh inning, Jackets down 8-1, running out of time for a rally. 0-2 on Sanchez. Fastball nubbed off the front foot. Sanchez is down and in pain. Trenadue is going to step on third. And time is called, and Dominic Romero wants to go talk to Liana Ricks. Sanchez immediately went down in pain and he still has his hands on his knees. And I'm not sure Romero saw where that ball was. So it's been confirmed to be a foul ball. Winston Sawyer was ready to explode if that was called anything else. That was one of the more overt foul balls we've seen have that type of discussion upon it. When you have the batter immediately double over with no hesitation and a ball take as awkward of a spin forward as that one did, there are very few external possibilities other than it hit the foot. Still 0-2 on Sanchez. Three consecutive foul balls against Trenadue. Tried to bury the fastball past him, but ineffective. Sanchez fouls it away once more, up to 94 on the stadium gun. Bonzani went a season-high 87 pitches. And he's in line for the win. As of now, Bauman stands as the pitcher of record for the Green Jackets in the bottom of the seventh. Another 0-2 from Trenadue. And Sanchez goes down swinging. Couldn't stop himself from going around. Tried desperately, but at the last second just waves the bat through the zone. First strikeout for Josh Trenadue. Back-to-back batters retired after he came in a sticky situation. Now he'll see the lefty Cam McGee. McGee 1-for-22 against left-handed pitching this year. He's 1-for-2 with an RBI single tonight. First pitch from Trenadue is a slider high and tight. Trenadue's been a multi-inning reliever when he has come out of the bullpen. Stands to reason he could well finish this game. And if he does, he's in line for the save. McGee underneath the fastball, 1-1. Even though Trenadue would have come in mid-inning, he still would have gone three innings because he's in line to get all 3 outs of this frame. And regardless of score, that would make him eligible for what would be his second save of the season. 1-1. Fastball outside, ball two. Green Jackets had a man in scoring position with nobody out this inning. So far, not able to move that runner any further forward. McGee ahead 2-1, trying to do the pitch. Once again outside, this time the slider, ball three. Walk would load the bases for Jacob Godman. Three balls and a strike. Garcia off of second. Verdung off of first. Neither being held on at their respective bags. Trying to do three looks out at second. Now coming home. Fastball called strike two below the knees. Low and out. McGee checking back over his shoulder with Dominic Romero. Now that the count's full, that ensures both runners will be on the move. Cam looking to extend the inning. Count goes full against Trenadue, 3-2. Fastball, strike three. A big scream from Trenadue. He preserves a seven-run lead. And the Green Jackets leave two more on base. Held scoreless once more. It's 8-1 after seven.
Fans, with the 2024 season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present to deck yourself out in the newest Green Jacket styles, available only at the Hive Pro Shop. You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including theme night apparel such as Pimento Cheese, Pavo Salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. Head on down to the Hive Pro Shop located right next to the front gate or shop online anytime at www.hiveproshop.com.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you're looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Wood Ducks half a game under 500 entering tonight. Got a chance to get back up even in the second half and be five games above. Reach the 50 win mark on the season overall. They've got two more innings to add to what's already a seven-run lead. 8-1 Wood Ducks in the top of the eighth. Adel Delaney returns to the mound after allowing a pair of runs in his first inning of work. Delaney struck out the first two men he faced, and then things got hairy. Begins the inning against Chandler Pollard with a called strike one. Hit Julian Brock, walked Yeremy Cabrera on four pitches, and then hung a two-strike slider to Pablo Guerrera for a two-run double. Breaking ball in the inside corner, nothing and two on Pollard, who's 0 for 1, a walk and a sac fly. Pollard deep in the right-handed box. Swing and a miss in the dirt, strike three. Godman has to make the throw to first and will. Pollard goes down on strikes for the first time tonight.
Get your Blueberry Biscuit coupon as you exit the game.
Delaney begins the eighth the same way he started the seventh with a backwards K. And now it's Marcos Torres, who's having a whale of an evening. 2 for 3, 2 homers, 3 RBIs. Set the tone for this offense. Cutter on the outside corner, nothing and one. Torres tied the ball game in the bottom of the third with a solo shot to right. Added to the lead in the fourth. Went backside with a two-run shot in inning number four. He'll take a slider out, 1-1. Outfield is deep. Out towards the gaps in center. Pivoted away from the lines. Torres swings over top of the cut fastball, 1-2. Fuentes tomorrow and Meyer Thursday for the Green Jackets. Don't know how far Meyer will be stretched out, but you feel good about that set of players. Some of your better arms going 1-2-3 to start off the week against Down East. 1-2 from Delaney. Breaking ball is outside. The line is officially closed for Paul Bonzani. He allows one earned run in 6+, 2 hits, 4 walks, and a career-high 10 strikeouts. Josh Trenadue able to leave the two men inherited on. Torres swings and tips the slider into the mitt. He goes down on strikes. 4 punch-outs for Delaney.
Fielder, Jose De Jesus.
2 up, 2 down with 2 Ks for the second inning in a row for Adel Delaney. Back to the top of the order for Jose De Jesus. DeJesus 1-for-4 with two strikeouts himself. Switch hitter has only hit from the left side against the Green Jackets. Breaking ball, strike one. Augusta does have two lefties on the roster at this moment. That's Rolando Gutierrez and Adam Shoemaker. Neither of whom is available tonight after throwing over the weekend. Fastball low, 1-1. Probably could be used if it really came to that situation, but likely to see at least one later on this week. Gutierrez has been used in a prime mop-up role for Augusta. 1-1 slider, spun to first base, big hop for Will Verdung. He takes it himself and puts away DeJesus for a 1-2-3 eighth inning. Delaney gets the zero. Trinidad back to the mound when we return.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Beating them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Godman, Olsovsky, and Guanipa in the bottom of the eighth. 8-9-1. All right-handers against the southpaw getting their first look. It'll be the first clean inning for Josh Trinidad. Did record all three outs in the seventh, but came on with two aboard, so he'll be out of the windup for the first time, should he choose to do so. Jacob Godman, a strikeout and a pop-up in his only two at-bats. Trinidad elects to go from the stretch anyway, even with nobody aboard. Not an uncommon feat. Godman first pitch, soft ground ball to shortstop. Vargas charges, low throw, and that will pull Guerrero off the bag. Skips under his glove, Godman up to second. And the ball gets lodged into the netting, it appears. Which means Godman's up to second base. Green Jackets put a runner pass first for the first time since the second inning. Likely to be an E6. Be the first on Vargas today. Ashedri Vargas is currently the minor league leader in errors, has 26 overall and now 25 as a shortstop. Joe Olsovsky 0-for-2 out of the bottom of the order. Fastball up, and that popped out of the mitt of Brock. That should be a pass ball. Just looked like he failed to close the mitt. Julian Brock has it hop in and out of the webbing. 270 free feet of bases for Jacob Godman. E6 gets him to second, and then the pass ball. Olsovsky a pop-up and a strikeout looking. Went down on a fastball off the outside corner. Made sure to let Dominic Romero know about it as well. Trinidad will step off and reset for the first time. Outfield is shallow. Infield is back. Not worried about cutting down a run with a 7-run lead. 1-0 to Olsovsky. Over top of the changeup, 1-1. First change we've seen so far from Trinidad. It's a big change there. A late riser who continues to grow. Trinidad's got a lot of intrigue in him. Fastball hits off the mitt again of Brock, and that'll bring home a run. What an odd turn of events for Godman. All the way around the bases on an E6 and two pass balls. It's 8-2. And that looked like it cleanly crossed up Brock. And this is another conference between Brock and Trinidad to get the signs right. Whether they don't have the right signals, whether Trinidad can't see it, that remains to be seen. The key piece is they are not on the same page whatsoever. Jackets get their second run of the ballgame and cut the deficit to a half dozen. Two pass balls on Julian Brock in the same at bat. It's not exactly been commonplace for him. He's been good defensively all year. 54th game behind the plate. Those are his seventh and eighth pass balls. And so that will reset things for Trinidad. A 2-1 count, but once again, nobody out and base is empty. Behind on Olsovsky. Fastball high and outside, ball three. Trinidad was a late riser, finished high school in 2020, so didn't get a senior season. A guy who potentially could have found himself at a much higher juncture off the bat. He started his career at Division III Southern Virginia University, formerly of the Capital Athletic Conference. We've got a pitch timer violation on Trinidad, and Olsovsky will draw the walk. So Trinidad didn't have it. Brock's going out again. And that's going to bring the pitching coach, Thomas St. Clair, out, and for good reason. Trinidad was up and down at SVU, formerly the Coast to Coast. Now in the USA South Conference. Command wasn't all that. Strikeout numbers were decent, but got better as he went along in one of the smallest but most impressive conferences. We're not just saying that because that would be my alma mater, but also because Salisbury and Christopher Newport are perennial top 25s, and now it's only a three-team conference, so that's two out of three. Trinidad took that 2022 off. Southern Virginia is also the only Division III school on the Eastern Seaboard affiliated with the Church of Latter-day Saints, as is College of Southern Idaho, so he went a long way from home for 2023. And we read you off the strikeout numbers in his previous inning of action. Electric doesn't begin to describe what he did at CSI. Was looking at coming back home. Had a handful of offers in his back pocket. Elected to turn pro when he got popped in the 14th round. Man at first. Nobody out. Top of the order. Luis Guanipa's 0 for 3. Three-quarter swing on a fastball. Guanipa's looked unsure quite a handful of times already tonight. Feels like he's just guessing a tad, trying to adjust to full-season pitching. An error, two pass balls, and a walk. One on and one in with nobody out in the eighth. Late on the fastball, 0-2. Guanipa's got great bat speed, but has been starting lacking on time. John Heal on deck. Trinidad looking for his first out of the frame. 0-2 home. Crack down the left field line, and that'll fall for a base hit and roll all the way to the wall. Olsovsky steamrolling around third. He'll get the wave from Rinston Sawyer. Relay throw to the plate, not in time. It's an RBI double for Luis Guanipa, his first hit at home. 0-2 cookie. Guanipa was not going to miss that one. Torres played it well off the fence, hit Vargas in the chest. Vargas, a decently quick relay throw, up the line just a tad, but was late as it was. Pair of runs home in this eighth inning. It's 8-3. John Hill checks in, the shortstop. First pitch swinging, pops it up the chute. Brock chasing back towards the netting, does not have enough room. Hit off the concrete and up into the sweet level. Nothing in one on Hill, who was struck out three times. More strikeouts than he had in all week across five games against Myrtle Beach. Pair of runs charged to Trinidad. Hill looking to add to the total with nobody out. Big swing on the fastball, 0-2. No movement at this juncture in the pen for the Wood Ducks. Long week ahead. 0-2 to Hill. Late on the fastball, strike three. 0 for 4 day for John Hill. He'll be the first out of the inning against Josh Trenadue. Strikeout number 3 for Trenadue, dating back to the 7th. Junior Garcia's walked in each of his last two at-bats. Lefty on lefty here against Trenadue. Garcia does not have a hit against a lefty so far this year. Guanipa, short lead at 2nd. Slider outside, ball 1. Garcia's in right today. You'll see him play left and DH before the week is over if previous iterations are any indication. Trying to do his 7th consecutive relief appearance. Fastball at the knees, 1-1. Has been used as a starter on occasion, but has been much more successful in a long roll out of the pen. Caught more barrels as of late. Numbers slightly skewed from a couple rough outings. Taking 3 straight losing decisions, however. Garcia pops it out of play. A couple unearned runs have hurt his legacy and took a loss against Salem despite not allowing an earned run. Allowed two runs, 1 earned in this inning. 1-2 to Garcia. Slider cracked foul down the left field line. Looking to dial back in after the E6 set the inning askew. Pair of pass balls brought Godman home. Olsovsky worked a walk and Guanipa had the RBI double. Wood Ducks out hitting the Green Jackets 9-3. 1-2. Outside fastball to even the count. Garcia continuing to fight against the same-sided arm. Guanipa, a short lead, extends slowly off of 2nd. 1-2 pitch. Slider outside. Wilver Dung waits on deck. He's the last man who has not seen Trenadue. Worked the walk in the 7th against Bonzani. And that brought in the reliever. 3-2. Low and outside. Ball 4. Garcia will spin the bat to the ground. Junior's worked his 3rd walk of the day. Again, as many walks as he had in the entire week at Myrtle Beach. Jackets have drawn 6 free passes in this game and have 3 hits. 2 on, 1 out for Verdung, who's 0 for 1. A walk, a double play, and another walk. Fastball inside, ball 1. And now there's some stretching going on in the Down East bullpen. Victor Simeon is the first one up, but he's far from alone. Green Jackets have cut into the lead ever so slightly. Low and inside with the off-speed ball, too. Verdung sent the whole body spinning around, but somehow held the hands back. 2 balls and no strikes. Green Jackets trying to turn this into a big inning late in the game. 2-0 pitch. Inside ball 3. Trenadue trying to find it. That gets a righty up in a hurry. It looks like it is Simeon. Trenadue steps off the rubber and goes to the rosin bag. After what we've seen today, would be beyond shocked to see Verdung swinging. 3-0 pitch. Taking all the way. Strike 1. Fastball outer half at 91. Running towards the corner. A walk loads the bases for Cade Kern, who's 0 for 3. He flew out to the fence off of Trenadue already. Narrowly missed a long ball. 3-1. Flared up the middle, charging into Jesus. And it will hit off his glove. Went for the sliding catch. Couldn't make the play. Guanipa gets the wave around 3rd. He will score. Throw into 3rd. Does not get Garcia. It's an RBI double for Wilver Dunk. And just like that, it's 8-4. Verdung looked like he got jammed a little bit. DeJesus came charging in, went for the sliding play. It hit off on a short hop, bouncing towards the heel of his mitt and rolling in between him and Torres in left. Verdung never stopped running, gets the RBI, his 26th of the season. 2 men in scoring position, 8-4 game for Kern. Kern takes a first pitch changeup in the center for a strike 1. Cade 0 for 3, a line out, a fly out, and a strikeout. couple hard hit balls when he's put it in play. Jackets have the tying run on deck. Shown some life in this inning. Big chopper to third. Runner coming home. Nice catch on the short hop by Mejia, and he will put away Kern for the second out. Garcia scores, broke on contact. Verdung moves over to third. Kern gets the RBI. It is 8-5 with Sanchez coming up. Four runs in this eighth inning against Trinidad, three of which have been earned. Luis Sanchez is 1-for-3, a single and two strikeouts. Man at third with two outs. Could make it a two-run game. First pitch, off speed, misses high, ball one to Sanchez. Luis sitting 229 on the year. Driven in 26 on the campaign. Outfield is deep all the way around. 1-0 from the lefty. Skied out of play. And on the hands just a tad after the heavy degree of off speeds we've seen from Trinidad, he's been able to make that fastball play a lot higher than its initial velocity. Sanchez struck out swinging his last time up on a high fastball. 1-1 pitch. Fastball outside, called strike two. Ran out to the edge, and Sanchez behind the eight ball once again. Jackets have put up four in the inning. Trying to continue to cut in. Down by three in the eighth. Deep breath from Trinidad. 1-2 pitch. Low and in, it gets underneath the body of Brock, but stays close. Never truly left the circle around home plate. And Verdung put the brakes on, took a couple hard steps towards home. But I think he realized how close it was before Brock did. So Verdung stays. Would have been a risky send. He would have had to get a fantastic jump and had a good slide as well. Count 2-2 on Sanchez after the change in the dirt. Target at the belt. 2-2 pitch. Fouled away on the fastball. Sanchez reaching a little bit, but knocks it away nonetheless. Sixth pitch of the at-bat coming to Sanchez, trying to keep the line moving here in the eighth. Popped out of play once again. He continues to fight. Verdung remains at third, had the RBI double that brought home Junior Garcia. Four runs in the inning. Trying to continue to add. Maybe chase Trinidad, 2-2. On the ground to third base, gobbled up by Mejia. High throw, stretched and caught by Guerrero. The Jackets put up four. Make it a close ball game entering the ninth. 8-5, your score after eight.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with the skilled team at Wellstar. Highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar. More than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
Ashedri Vargas leading off the top of the ninth. Wood Ducks up 8-5, but Augusta's cut into the lead at 10 to the four-run eighth. It'll be 2-3-4 for Down East, looking to add some insurance against Adele Delaney. First pitch fastball misses, found the inside corner. Got the call late from Dominic Romero. Vargas is 2-for-4 with a homer. And as the Jackets start this comeback, how big is that two-run double in the seventh from Guerrero now? Vargas deep down the left field line. Foul. That hit off the back wall behind the concourse, but hooked to the left side of the foul pole before it crossed the line. Nearly a multi-home run day for the team leader in long balls, Ashedri Vargas. Nothing in two for Delaney. Slider off the corner. Adele looking to retire the leadoff man for the third consecutive inning. He can get the punch out. It would be the third straight inning doing that to start off as well. 1-2. Slider low and outside. Continues to be action in the black and orange uniforms in the bullpen for the Wood Ducks. Victor Simeon was the one who was up initially. Can't tell at this moment whether it's still him or not. Fastball runs in on the hands. Time is called. They're going to point. Dominic Romero says it's a hit-by-pitch. It sounded from up here like it hit the bat. Dominic Romero made no motion, and then there was a couple semi-reluctant shakes of the hand from Ashedri Vargas, and that got him first base. Winston Sawyer out to argue. If the hands are part of the bat, that one sounded like he got knob. Sawyer, a long conversation with Dominic Romero. He won't get an appeal out of it. It's a second hit-by-pitch for Delaney. Thought he might try to go out, get something from Liana Ricks to confirm or deny. Instead, the leadoff man is on. Bad break for the Green Jackets, who would love to see a zero to keep themselves within striking distance. First pitch to Baker Barroso misses low. 1-for-4 with a single, struck out swinging against Delaney his last time up. Vargas, good speed at first. 1-0 at the top of the zone evens the count. Barroso, a catcher by trade, acting as the DH tonight, trying to add to the total. Big lead at first, runner on the move. Swing and a miss. Throw down to second. Quick snap tag, not in time. And that was very nearly interference at the plate. Not sure how Godman managed to avoid making contact with Barroso, who swung so viciously chasing the slider, he careened through the center of the throwing lane. Had Godman made contact, Barroso would have been out, and the runner would have had to return to first. Pickoff played a second, and a brilliant snag by Sanchez. That ball nearly trickled into center. Any contact from Godman on the throw down would have been an out. Instead, Vargas gets his 19th steal in 25 tries. 1-2 slider backhanded by Godman. Evens the count on the DH with the cleanup man Julian Brock on deck. Two balls and two strikes. First base open in the top of the ninth. Woody's up by three, out hitting the Green Jackets 9-4. 2-2 pitch. Cued into shallow center. A three-quarter swing drops into center field. Stop sign for Vargas. Bloop base hit for Baker. And a two-hit day for Barroso. Back-to-back batters reaching. There's men at the corners with nobody out against Delaney. Green Jackets have only scored in two innings. Last half was the second. First time the Jackets put one up. Gave up one right back against Down East on the solo shot from Torres. Chance for the Ducks to add more than just one here. Julian Brock, 1-for-3. Reached twice, single and a hit by pitch, and scored twice. Good speed at third, adequate speed at first with Barroso. First pitch bounced up the middle. Chance for two. Heel to Sanchez. Low throw. Verdung the pick in time. It's a run-scoring 6-4-3 double play. No RBI granted for Brock. But he does add a run and make it a four-run game. It's 9-5. As good of an outcome as Delaney could have hoped for. Jeremy Cabrera looking for his first hit. Has not put a ball in play yet. Two strikeouts, a hit by pitch, and a walk. On twice, stole once, scored once. Takes a fastball at the knees. Look at the Braves organization scoreboard. High A, Rome got postponed due to unplayable field conditions in the start of a series against Bowling Green. Out of the Rays organization, the Hot Rods are about to be loaded. Fouled back, nothing and two on Cabrera. Double A Mississippi hosting the Tennessee Smokies. They trail 7-0 in the top of the eighth. And Gwinnett also getting shut out at home against the Nashville Sounds, 8-0 in the fifth. So on the minor league side, hasn't been the greatest day for the Braves. Atlanta, however, up 5-0, blanking Milwaukee through sixth in Wisconsin. Cabrera swings through the slider, strike three. Five punch outs in three frames for Delaney, but he does allow three runs, including one in the ninth. Woody's going to the bullpen, making one more change. Green Jackets need four to keep the game alive.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union is what you're looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Non-save situation, but the Wood Ducks turn to their bullpen regardless. 9-5 down east in the bottom of the ninth. You're listening on the Green Jacket Radio Network. I'm Noah Adcock-Howitt. Two innings for Josh Trenadue. Two hits, two walks, four runs, three earned. And he flips it over to the righty Victor Simeon. 23 years of age out of San Pedro de Macorís in the DR. 2-2 in 18 games with three saves in three tries. Been a good lockdown spot across two levels. All of his saves have come at the Down East compound. All but one appearance have been at the full season level. Had a brief stoppage in the Complex League. 31 punchouts in 21 and two-thirds. 11 walks, yes, but opponents hitting just 122 against him. Very few barrels against the hard-throwing righty, who at 23 years of age is on the elder side for this level. Facing Cam McGee to start off the ninth. Fastball inside at 97. That'll wake you up and brush you back. It's McGee, Godman, and Olsovsky due up. 7, 8, and 9 chasing 4. Jackets put up 4 in the 8th, allowed 1 in the top of the ninth. 1-0 slider. McGee well out in front. Ball and a strike on Cam. Third baseman is 1 for 3 with an RBI single and 2 strikeouts. Simeon signed back in 2019. Long road to get here. Slider on the outside corner, 1-2. Worked to find his command, got better time after time, but he was in the Dominican Summer League with Texas for four consecutive seasons, 2019 through 2023, not counting the stoppage in 20. Made his mark this season, 1-2. Slider out, two balls and two strikes. McGee trying to ignite something here. Green Jackets used a leadoff error in the eighth to bring four runs home. 2-2 pitch to Cam. Slider called strike three. After the first pitch, fastball missed wildly. Nothing but sliders for Simeon. That's been the right call to go to. Leadoff punch out for Victor Simeon. The Green Jackets have now struck out 14 times in 25 outs. Batter is Jacob Godman, 0 for 3. Reached on an error last time up. First pitch to the catcher misses outside with the fastball. So two heaters used so far by Simeon. Both have missed wide to the glove side. Simeon from the stretch, 1-0 fastball upstairs, trying to establish the heat. Has the opportunity to play around with a few deliveries with one out and a four-run lead. Godman looking to reach once again, get his first hit of the night if he could. Slider chopped away, breaking ball hung just a tad, but Simeon gets away with it. As we mentioned, non-save situation for Simeon. But still a chance to lock down the ball game. Two balls and a strike on Godman. Simeon coming home. Low and outside with the off speed. Godman 1-for-6 in two games played. There were only five games in Myrtle, and he continues to rotate one on, one off with catcher Harry Owen. 3-1 pitch. Big swing on the fastball. Came up empty. There's the first strike with the heater tonight. Runs the count full. Didier Fuentes going tomorrow. We still do not know who will be on the mound for the Wood Ducks. Payoff pitch. Fastball popped up on the infield. Barrel, but a little bit late. Pollard and Guerrero converge. Guerrero makes the play. Two up, two down in the ninth. The last hope resides with Joe Olsovsky. Olsovsky 0-for-2, walked and scored his last time up. Looking for his first hit of the day. Second game is a DH. Fastball low and out, ball one. We do apologize that we never got this game onto MILB TV. We're really unfortunate to see that happen, especially for the Down East faithful. Fastball in, ball two. For those of you that don't know, Down East does not have a TV broadcaster, so when you're with us in the last week of the season, it'll be right back here on the radio. 2-0 to Olsovsky, slider in the center of the zone. Simeon's had great command with that breaking ball so far. Been able to use that to his advantage and gotten the fastball when he's truly needed it. Two balls and a strike on the nine hitter. Woody's looking to put the finishing touches on the series opening win. Slider low and out, ball three. Both sides have taken advantage of the chances they've had, but the Wood Ducks have manufactured substantially more. And that, coupled with a trio of long balls, proves to be the difference so far. Fastball high and tight, ball four, and Olsovsky works his second walk in as many innings. Brings it back to the top for Luis Guanipa, who had an RBI double his last time up. Wood Ducks are in the top three in the Carolina League in home runs. Green Jackets are 12th out of 12, and all four runs for the Wood Ducks that have come via the homer proved to be the difference in a four-run game. Guanipa takes a slider outside. Breaking ball continues to be the go-to for Victor Simeon. 6-2, 160 from the right side. Gets Guanipa flailing at the slider to even the count. Would have been ball two, but the sharp spin has the young right-hander fooled. Nobody holding Olsovsky on. 1-1 coming to Guanipa. Fastball out, ball two. Simeon has been decently quick to the plate, so no reason to risk anything. Would be unlikely to get a throw down as it is, however. Two balls and a strike on Guanipa. Slider inside corner, 2-2. Breaking ball backed up on him just a little bit, but still gets the call. Two balls and two strikes on Guanipa. Slider, strike three, swinging, and that's the ball game. Two strikeouts in a scoreless ninth, and the Green Jackets go down quietly. 9-5, your final. Down East back up to 500 in the second half, and the Green Jackets drop what is, in fact, their ninth in a row. Pair of long balls for Marcos Torres out of the nine spot, his fifth and sixth of the season. Two home run day for him, drives in three. And Ashedri Vargas gets his team leading 10th of the year. He becomes the third Wood Ducks player this season to get 10 home runs or more. The other two have since been promoted in Figueroa and Diesla. Up and down the lineup, everybody seemed to find a way to contribute as all nine starters for Down East get on base at least one time. Green Jackets paced offensively by three trips on base from Junior Garcia and Will Verdung. Verdung an RBI double, Garcia three walks. Olsovsky walked a couple times. Guanipa his first extra base hit, something to build on there for him. But the offense, decent though it was, not quite enough to make up for the deficit. Hard to overstate what nine runs can do for an offense. And that proves to be all that matters of consequence in the end. Nine runs for the Wood Ducks on 10 hits with one error. Five left on for Down East. Five runs on four hits with an error and five left on for the Green Jackets. Paul Bonzani gets the win. He was fantastic. Story of the day, 6+ two hits, a run, and a career-high 10 strikeouts. Bonzani's now 4-1. The loss goes to Bauman, his second in as many appearances. 5-4 for Garrett Bauman. Four innings, seven hits, five runs, and six strikeouts. A couple long balls proved to be his undoing, and he takes the decision on the wrong side of things. Time of the game, 2 hours and 41 minutes with a slightly delayed start behind us in front of a crowd of 3,367 here on a clear Tuesday afternoon. A lot of storms behind the ballpark, a lot of lightning giving oohs and ahs to the crowd, but nothing that ever truly struck here. That might change overnight, but you know how this field plays. We will be in pristine shape and ready to go in what we hope will be a broadcast that will actually be on the television. We'll work on our side, MILB will work on their side, and somehow we will come to a conclusion that will get Didier Fuentes and the Green Jackets on your silver screen tomorrow to make sure we've got baseball. 7:05 first pitch. Augusta will be in their Warrior Wednesday jerseys trying to snap this losing streak and even up the series against the Down East Wood Ducks. Wood Ducks now 500, and they continue to climb in the second half standings up on the North Division. Wes Cooper and our entire crew did their best today. It didn't come through, but we still appreciate all their efforts and everything that got us live on the radio and on Bally Live should that have been functional at the end. I'm Noah Adcock-Howarth. Always a pleasure to be with you. 6:55 tomorrow is when we will go live, and we hope that we will see some fantastic results and some good baseball then. Always a treat to see Fuentes pitch, and we've got that to look forward to tomorrow. Have a wonderful evening, ladies and gentlemen, and see you then.